Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Slow down on the bass and uplift the dialogue. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. To try y'all with the certified thought flow. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. The raspberry ring is flavor, flavorful. Insatiable eardrum, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash is neat. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Positive and motivational track to be successful. Just promote yourself, massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening. So good to have you guys joining me here live in the forum tonight. And gosh, can you believe it? It is March the 1st already. Boy, is this year flying by. So peace and greetings to you guys out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone out there for joining me here live in The Remix tonight. Now, I want to start out by sort of giving you guys some directions if you're out there. So how you can listen to The Remix show. Well, there's a couple of ways that you can actually listen. And one of the ways that you can actually listen is by coming on over and joining us in chat. We have a live chat room with people from all over the world, brothers and sisters as well, and you can come on over. You can join us in the chat room, and let me give you some cosmic directions so you can get yourself right on over. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix is how you're going to get yourself in. And come on over and join us in the forum. So once you get here, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome, welcome. And it's so good to have you in the forum tonight. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, and you can sign up and come on in and tell us who you are. The Remix family is in there, and they're going to make you feel right at home. Now, if you want to join us on the phone lines, you can definitely do that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can lock that number in. You can call it. It's the Remix number and has been for a very, very long time. And you can lock that number in and you can keep it. It's the Remix number and you can call on in. Now, if you're calling from a foreign country or international country, let's just say international country that's out there, and you want to call, just get the U.S. country code, dial that, then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to lock you right into the Remix. You can get in. You can also Skype in. That's another great way that you can actually call in, and we would love to have you here joining us here live in the forum. Welcome, everyone. Of course, you know we start out by giving international shouts out, which I love to do because it is such a challenge to get to all the brothers and sisters out there, to get to all the brothers and sisters who are out there from all over the world. And we know that you're listening out there. I connect with you guys in the one-on-one sessions as well. And then I have the opportunity to kind of connect one-on-one in our own little sacred space. And we get your emails, myself and Sister Manya, over at Questions for Blue. So we know you're out there. And even if you guys are listening on the download, which that's available to all of you out there. Download, 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 download. I also want to give a big shout out to Brother Wayne Chandler for an amazing share that we had last week Sunday. If you guys missed that show, yeah, you missed a great one, but you definitely can go back And you can download that show as well as the show tonight right there on The Remix. And just come on over and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and download that show. You can download that show, and you can download all of the shows, all of the great guests that come on The Remix platform. They're not really guests at this point. I call them family, all of the Remix family that come over and share. So now, as you guys know, we have one of you guys, one of the most talked about brothers that's going on out there that you guys have sent me so many feedbacks from his amazing work that he's doing that's going to be joining me here live in the forum tonight, and that's Brother Bilal from Bilal B Experience. He's going to be joining us here tonight, and boy, he's going to be doing a part of what he does in his soul alignment readings. And tonight, we're going to be talking about wealth and really sort of kind of giving you a new angle to look at. I want to kind of kick it off and just kind of let you guys know what you're going to be getting tonight. So Brother Bilal is going to be doing readings, and he's going to be talking about the soul alignment readings. We're going to go into wealth, and we're going to be talking about that. And then also what we're going to do is we're going to do readings together. And I think this is so cool, you know. Brother Wayne Chandler was on last week, and I got a chance to sit with one of the masters and kind of work side by side with him, and that was amazing to me. I love that share that we did. And go check out Brother Wayne Chandler if you haven't signed up for his group that's over on Facebook. Lots of great things going on. He has a cruise that's going on that he's going to be doing with Siba Yasir Hotep. You know, he does the yoga, yogaskills.com is where you can go, and also Dr. Sinyetta, who has amazing things going on in her world as well, too. So definitely it's going to be a whole tour that has to do with, I believe, sexual energy. So you want to check that out, plus all the other great works that Brother Wayne Chandler does as well. So tonight, Brother Bilal is joining us from Bilal the Experience. And also, you guys know that I have taken the Kim Business class. He's also the brother I work side-by-side with in the Know Your Magic Kim class. Kim Business class, which, by the way, we have that class coming up soon. And so we're still getting your emails. We're still going through it. We have tons of it. Keep checking your emails. We sent some of those out, notification of those who's going to be in this class coming up. And you should be getting the rest of that coming up in the next couple of days. So, I'm excited. For 2013, this is going to be our first class. We're going to kick off. And as you know, every Kim Business class is a new experience. All you got to do is talk to those who've been through the Kim Business class, and they will share that with you. And so I'm excited about that. How about you guys? It's Friday. It's lots of energy in the air, and we're going to be talking about that. We're going to go give our international brothers and sisters a big shout-out, because that's always important to do. I know it's kind of challenging to get up. I've been doing readings with some of the brothers and sisters all over the world, and it's just amazing. You know, I'm sitting in my own little world, and it's late at night, and for them, their day is just starting, and we get to share this time together, if you will, and just share amazing energy. So here we go. We're going to give some shout-outs out there. Big shout out to the UK family, because it's tons of you guys over there, and I love you guys. I love all of you guys in the UK and love connecting with you and your energy. So the UK family is standing up. We have Canada in the house, Australia in the house, the Netherlands is in the house tonight, Jamaica's in the house, France is in the house, Saudi Arabia is in the house, Brazil is in the house, we have Germany in the house, India is in the house. Thailand is in the house. Denmark is in the house. A couple of countries I can't pronounce is in the house. Nigeria's in the house. Kenya's in the house. Ghana's in the house. Trinidad is in the house. And also other parts of South America is in the house. Now, that's just who's listening live. And I know many of you, sometimes you send me emails and go, oh, Miss Blue, you didn't say my country or where I'm from. I'm listening too. And I know you're listening on the downloads. But I'm looking at the live feed here. But I want to give a shout out to everybody, no matter what part of the world you're listening in. We're just so glad that you're listening and so glad that you're here. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. Oh, y'all are getting it in the chat room already. Can I say that? Already, you guys are getting it in the chat room. So we're going to take care of some housekeeping things, and then we're going to get right into the share. This is definitely a night you guys are going to want to get on the line. Brother Bilal is going to be here. He's going to be dropping all of this. We're going to be talking about the secret alchemy of wealth. Yes, of wealth. And a whole lot of other good stuff, you know, because it's the remix. And this is what we do on the remix. You know, we make magic. We're magic makers. We're making magic happen. And by the way, you also want to get yourself over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook. I'm there right now, so I can see all of you guys kind of floating around over there. I see you. I know you think I don't see you, but I see you over there peeking in. And we're going to get some questions going. Because the first question I want to know is if you guys have some questions for Brother Bilal. So I'm going to put that up over on the Remix Radio page, and if you don't know how to get there, just go over to Facebook, type in the Remix Radio, and you'll see it. Click like, and you're in the group. You're in, just like that. You know how they say you're in? That's in. That's in. You're going to get yourself right on in. And I want you to post your questions there, and tonight I'm also going to have some other questions for you that I want you guys to post over there as well. We want to kind of keep this as interactive as much as possible. Esther is going to be over there kind of helping you out, too, if you need some help. Sister Munya's on board, too. So let's see. What questions do you have for Brother Bilal tonight? So I'm going to post that up. If you have a question for Brother Bilal, I want you to go ahead and post your question there. We're going to be talking about wealth tonight. So you can center those questions around wealth. If it's something you want him to cover during the show, he's told me he is completely open to it. And, I love the way you guys come on and just love to play. You know, in the past, I thought it was just me and Brother Panic, the only two crazy ones that like to play. But everybody does. And, of course, because we're all remixers and we do what we do. So I love that energy, too, from all of the brothers and sisters that come on and share. So go over there. If you have a question for Brother Bilal, post your question there. He'll be able to see the questions, and we'll be able to take those answers. And so if you guys have a question, post them. We'll get to them right there. And so if you have any problems with that, Esther's going to help you with that. I guess we can get Twitter going, too, if you guys kind of want to get Twitter going, too. So maybe we'll get Twitter going, too, and we'll put that hashtag up to do that. But all you got to do is click like. I see you guys coming on in, and you're getting yourself situated. So now we're going to continue here, you guys. I want to talk about the audio workbook. I have been promising and promising and promising that I'm going to do a very, very special Blue Blast call just for those who purchased the audio workbook, and I will. I'm going to do that. Here's the deal, you guys, because I always want to keep it, you know, keep it very, very honest and keep it very blue with you and let you know. My main focus coming into this year, because you guys know I kind of had some situations that happened to the love of my life, which is my son. I'm so thankful that he's doing so much better and he's in the recovery process. And also my mother. Both of them had situations where they both fell ill at the same time. And so that kind of caused me to fall back behind on the sessions with you guys. And you guys have been so understanding, so loving with that. And it's really given me the strength and the energy. And I have just been speeding up doing as many readings as possible for you guys today. And that's working out to the benefit of everyone. Because it's allowing me the opportunity to free some other time up so I can continue to work on different projects and different things that I kind of have, you know, kind of baking in my belly, I call it, you know, waiting to give birth to. So, you know, I'm about to go into labor soon with some really great, good things, some really, really good things out there. So that's what I've been doing. That's been my main focus. It's really just giving you guys 100%. The readings have been amazing. They really have. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from those of you who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which is about 4 hours of me taking you through of understanding and knowing what magic is. And we cover absolutely everything from how to get naked, how to release your cosmic orgasm, how to clear your energy centers and align yourself, how to do your dream journal, you know, what is magic, how to dance with your shadow side, your dark side, really how to tap into that energy at its highest level. And so it does my heart well for all of you who are investing in yourself, because that's the greatest investment we can make. And so basically you kind of get a workshop, like an all-day workshop, one-on-one with me, Miss Blue, with the audio workbook. And you can download it straight to your computer and begin to work with it. And so I want to just kind of put that out there, because we have a lot of new listeners out there, and you guys have asked me about that. And so all you have to do is go to www.msblueblast.com, and all the details are there. And everything that you need to know, if you come over to the Remix Radio page, is right there for you. Right there for you. You can just click the link. It's right there for you. And then, of course, you know it's Friday night, and you know what happens on Sunday night? Sunday night is actually the day that we send the order out for the Kim Deck. Now, we've been receiving tons of orders from brothers and sisters all over the world. So me and Sister Manya have been bombarded, in a good way, with lots of orders for the Kim Deck. Now, one of the things about the Kim Deck, it's made specifically for you. So I have made sure that absolutely those decks are made to order. They are definitely not sitting in some warehouse somewhere just waiting on somebody to just call and just to kind of say, hey, this is next, whatever's next on the shelf. It's not done that way. It's actually made for you. So you get your own personalized deck. And then you also get an audio from me, which is 1 hour, where I go through all of my channels. And whether you're someone who's never worked with the Oracle deck, or you're someone who's been working with the Oracle deck, I have people now, brothers and sisters, doing readings themselves with the Kim deck. This deck, so much energy. This is the pure feminine energy. She channeled the artwork based off of the channels that I received from Spirit. And the brother who put it together for me, who did the layout for me based on the colors and the numbers and the energies that I gave him to work with, all of us combined our energy together, and it definitely is a force to be reckoned with. And so I have some of those who are teachers to me who have worked with the deck and really just say how amazing it is, and I have you guys to thank for that. And if you're interested, if you don't have a deck, because there is no learning curve, so whether you're zero or whether you're 101-0, you can work with the deck. And, you know, everything is there for you. And so all you have to do is go take a look. If you haven't, take a look. If you've thought about it, if it's something you kind of find interesting, just check it out, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. And that's going to take you there. And you can read for yourself what others have posted. I go over there, and that just really brings sunshine to my face, just to see all the comments that you guys have left there, because that's just powerful in itself. So now, here's the deal, you guys. We're getting ready to bring Brother Bilal on, and we're going to talk about a lot of this energy, a lot of things that are going on. We're going to get ready to dance. Yes, we are. We're going to dance. You guys know that. We're going to dance. It's the remix. We got to get up. We got to move around. And we got to dance. Damn it. We're going to dance. And tonight, you're going to get your dance on. Everybody going to get up and get their dance on tonight. Tonight, it's going to be a great night for dancing. And, you know, how I sort of kind of base the show, who comes on, the guest. And I just kind of want to take you into sort of these portals of Blue's mind, give you guys some insight, is I really go off the theme for the readings for the week. And the theme for this particular week has really been about reflecting. It's been about where are we moving in the future, and also it's about wealth. And so this is a perfect time for us to begin to talk about the secret alchemy of wealth. So when I contacted Brother Bilal and asked him if he would come on and share this with us, because this is a lot of work that he does. He does it in his soul alignment readings and with Bilal, the experience, and a lot of these things we work together on in the Kim business class. This energy just lined up so universal at this particular time. It was perfect. So I just want you guys to see across the board how sort of these things come about and how I make the decisions about who's coming on the remix and why. Why it's a good time. And it's always divine timing. Always divine timing. So I'm very excited about that. All right, you guys. So now. So now, you guys. We're going to be talking about this. Okay, so I want to talk about this because these are some of the things that we've been talking about on the show here. You know, and everything that we do is sort of cutting edge on the remix. I'm kind of a cutting edge girl, and I hang out with you guys, who's my cutting edge family, and y'all keep me very cutting edge from me connecting with you on Facebook or whether it's Twitter or if it's a note you send me or if it's us in one-on-one sessions or if I'm in your damn Akashic record readings. Because, boy, I've seen some stuff in these Akashic records. I was like, whoa. Had to step back for a minute. And the beautiful thing is it is a divine exchange because you guys, you know, as a brother once put it to me, and I've never forgot what he said to me. He said, "Miss Blue, you couldn't make this shit up on your best day." I said, "You're absolutely right." You're absolutely right. So I love it. I love it. And tonight we're going to be getting into a lot of that energy. We're going to be doing readings here tonight, and we're going to be doing this. So now, I need you guys' help right now. So I need some help from you guys. I don't ask for your help too often, but I need your help as we get ourselves ready and we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal. I'm quite sure he is excited to be here on the remix. It's always good to have him. He has amazing energy. Love that brother. And have him come on, and we're going to be talking here in just a moment, but we're going to just kind of raise this energy up and just kind of get everything nice and right and tight and get everything nice and right and nice and tight. And for ourselves, you know, it's been a long week and we've done some amazing things in this week. And we've done some amazing work. You guys have done some really, really great work this week. And so we're going to begin by going over to the Remix Radio page. That's where I want everyone to be. And because I have a question for you, and I'm going to pose this question, and I want you guys to answer the question, all right? I want you to answer the question. So it's going to be real important that you go over to the Remix Radio page. Get yourself over there. Come on now. Don't be lazy. I know, this is just too, I see y'all in the chat room. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question once I finish this, because this is really going to help set the tone for tonight as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal on the platform this evening, and we get ready to get into the share, because we have so much stuff to cover tonight. Get out a pen, a piece of paper, you know, blue ink is preferred, because you can always find the original when you do it in blue. So now, here we go, everyone. You guys with me? Now, here's the deal. I want you guys to think about what has gone on in your life, like over the course of your whole life, the course of your whole life. I want you to think about that. And one of the questions I want to ask you is about where you started from. And I want you to look at this on a holistic level. When I say, where did you start from? I want you to start from the point of really where you became conscious. And for some of us, we're going to be able to go way, way back, and we'll have those memories from early childhood. And then we'll have them again, like maybe in our teenage years, and then sometimes in our adulthood. So here's a question that I want to ask you guys. I want to ask you, where did you start? Like, where was your bottom in your consciousness? Like, where was sort of that flat line from you? Because you've done so much work and you've come so far. For you to get right here and find the Remix Online International Radio Show and be connected with the Remix family, oh, you started from the bottom. And now you're moving your way to the top. Because our goal tonight is we're going to be talking about wealth. And we're going to talk about wealth in maybe a way that you've never, ever heard it before. That you've never heard wealth spoke about before. We're going to talk about it in a very holistic way. Because this is something, quite frankly, that I think a lot of conscious people got twisted. And somehow we think that our consciousness is connected with the bottom. And tonight, we're going to be talking about how it's actually connected with your rise. It's connected with you going to the top, whatever that top is for you. Because we're going to understand and really know what true wealth is all about. The definition of what we thought wealth is, I just kind of, you know, you guys are magic makers, and I know you're open to a lot of things. So I want to share some of those things that have been helpful for me, that has worked in my life, and really my understanding about what wealth truly is. Because the true well, or the true will, is not the W-I-L-L. It's not this. That's not it. But the true will is W-E-A-L, well, which is also pronounced will, which is about well-being, prosperity, and happiness. That's the true will that is within wealth. So if you look at the word wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, it has will in it, W-E-A-L, will. The definition of will, and you can look this up in any dictionary. Y'all only need to cite the dictionary, do you? Because I only really like citing people like Brother Wayne Chandler or Dr. Renuk Rashidi or somebody like that. So you can look it up in any dictionary, and it will tell you that W-E-A-L, which is the real will that is connected with wealth, it's about your well-being. It's about your spirit being well. It's about prosperity, which encompasses everything. And it's about true happiness. And all of those things come from within. They're not anything that comes from outside of you. And so that's going to be our main focus here tonight. All right, you guys. So now. Oh, someone said, I'm down with that definition. And Leslie says, that's your husband's name? Ah, there we go. So there we go. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And so I want you guys to get over to the Remix radio page over on Facebook. I want you to get there, and I want you to tell me where you started from. It's posted. I want you to tell me where you started from. Where did you start from? And so give that definition, and let me know where you started from, all right? So now, while you're thinking about that, because that could be a pretty profound question if you never thought about it. And it may take you a little bit of time, as they say, to go, where did I start from? While you're thinking about that, I want everyone to get up, and we're going to dance. And the song that we're going to dance is going to speak to a lot of things that's going on with all of us at this particular time. And I remember when I started the remix, which was many, many years ago. Oh, my gosh. It was quite a while ago. And I remember the very first interview that I did. It was a friend of mine. And we did the interview at my house in my bedroom. And it was recorded. I recorded it. And me and her was laughing and talking, and I was like, okay, John set up the little recorder, and I wanted to interview her. She had a very, very strong connection with Michael Jackson. She was one of the original singers that sung the song, I Got the Power. And she gave a very, very candid interview, very open interview, because after she left and that whole big mess that came out of the group snapped, she never wanted to have anything to do with the music industry. But she was such an amazing woman, and she granted me the opportunity to do an interview with her. And she talked about going on stage, performing when she opened. They did a European tour, and they opened for Michael Jackson. And she said what happened is they were so excited, they were so hyped, the days building up to getting on stage, and when they went out on stage, she said they froze. They froze. Instantly, Michael had to come out on stage, and he took his hand, he placed it on her shoulder, tapped her, and instantly, they went into action. Now, here's the crazy thing. There is, and I learned this from my son, there is a comic book character called Fate. Do you guys know Fate? From the American Society, Justice League, or whatever. You guys heard of the comic book character Fate? I know some of you guys out there check out comics. But he reminded me of something very profound tonight. He said that's why Michael Jackson wore the glove. Because the glove reminded him that he was in control of his own destiny, his fate, just like the comic book character wore the glove. So when you see the superheroes and they have the glove, particularly on one hand, it's a reminder of their fate. So I thought that was so profound. Yeah, just wanted to show you guys. So we're talking about starting from the bottom and rising to the top. And this is what I want you guys to hold close to you. As we dance to this song, I don't want you to get too caught up in the schematics of it, but I really want you to just really kind of hold on to the hook of the song. Because there's power in remembering that. When I start to think about my family, I think about all of you guys. You guys are a part of my family. You're part of my soul group. And when I connect with you, whether it's on Facebook or whether we're having a conversation or any of that, I think about you like my family. And I think about where we started. You know, many of you have been able to see my growth, and I've been able to see yours, and it's amazing, you know, to watch, you know, to be able to bear witness to that and share this experience with all of you out there. It means so much to me. So this song is kind of dedicated to all of you out there, and that's all the brothers and sisters who come on the remix. That's all of you who listen and support the remix, whether you're a first-time listener or not, those who've had reading sessions that supported any of the guests who've been on the show, everyone out there, no matter what part of the world you're in, I want to kind of dedicate this song to you, for me. And I know you guys dedicated back to me from you. So this is all of us sharing this together. So let's get ready to raise up this energy. But before we do, we need to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, because that's just what we do. And so let me get to it. Let me zoom through this board here. Let me find it. Yeah. It's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true, so true. All right, you guys, get yourself up. Stand up. That's it. Stand up. I see you there. I even see you over there at work. You're already standing. So that's fine. You got your headset in. Nobody knows what you're listening to. That's fine. You're just going to be bobbing your head. I see some of you driving in your car. I see some of you laying in the bed. Some of you sitting on the couch. You know, I remember one time a group of brothers and sisters from the UK told me that they would have remix parties, and everybody would bring their sleeping bags over, and they listened to the remix. They listened to the remix, and they drink tea, and they sit around and they talk. Oh, wow. That's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It really is. So here we go, you guys. You ready? Here we go.
Start it.
Johnny on the track.
Started from over here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. What's your story about the man? Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I got it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here to popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
right. Of course, that was Drake, starting from the bottom. Now we're here. And I see many of you have gone over to the Remix Radio page, and you've posted where you started from. It looks like the brother Malik Bey says, I started from the point of life-threatening illness. That's where he started from. And then the sister, it looks like Davina Turner says, I started from childhood, always searching and seeking and knowing there was always something more. So if you haven't gone over there, I want you to go over there. We're going to keep that going throughout the whole show. And just all you have to do is click like on the Remix Radio page. You'll see the Remix logo there. And I want you to tell me where you started from. You know, where did you start? Where did you start? And, yeah, so we can start to get ready to get into that energy. Speaking of which, it is so many different energy that's out there right now. And if we begin to take a look on a cosmic level and just universally look at the energy that is most prevalent that's going on right now is the energy of the goddess of Set. That's the universal energy. And I want to begin to talk about this particular energy and sort of how we came up with the theme that we're going to be talking about, because the underlying core about really starting from the bottom and recognizing those who were there with you, the ones who supported you, that are there for you, and really just taking time to reflect and sort of kind of so you can know, reflect on the past, see where you are right now, so that you can move forward to the future, has a lot to do with this energy of building up your foundation right now. And so even if we begin to look at the day and look at numerology, you know, it's March the 1st, 3 plus 1 is 4. And 4 energy is really about foundation. It's about building. It's this energy for really building yourself up. And, you know, the Remix also, one of the things I want to let you know, and I started talking about this last time I was doing readings on the show about a week ago, was about your philosophy and your psychology and how that shows up in your religion. As the Reverend Goddess Charmaine says, your religion is what you do every day. That's what you practice. It's connected to the ritual. And this is how all of these things, your philosophy needs to match your psychology. So what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your heart? It needs to match what you're doing. They need to become one. They all need to become one. So I wanted to talk about that, you guys. And we'll have some more things that we're going to talk about as we begin. I want to bring on Brother Bilal at this time, because I want to also talk about even how we're getting into this, and we're going to start talking about wealth. You know, really understanding well, and talk about even how beauty plays so much of a big role in wealth and everything that we do. And also just talk about his brother who was on, Brother Jafar, who did the show with me, the art and feng shui that many of you love. By the way, he has an amazing picture out. It's up on Twitter. And I'm going to retweet that out so you guys can see it. It's about the woman, wisdom, and all of this knowledge. It's amazing. You definitely want to get a copy of that. And I know some of you want a copy of that. So that's going to be great for you to be able to tap into that energy too. So let's get ready to give a warm Remix welcome to Brother Bilal. Let's see if we can find him on the board. There he is.
Miss Lou, how you doing?
I'm great. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
The same to you. Same to you and all the Remix family. So happy to be back.
Yes. Well, definitely glad to have you in the house. They are already throwing up hearts for you.
And, I'm the same. Back there.
They're already throwing up hearts.
Hey. Man,
oh, yes.
The energy is off the chain today. This is a very special day today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what's going on with the Remix family?
Oh, the Remix family is amazing. As you can hear, we did our whole starting from the bottom to the top.
Yes. Well,
so.
I guess, you know, that's the perfect theme for tonight, because understanding the bottom, it keeps us so humble.
Yes, it does.
You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty much the foundation. And that's why I know it's going to keep the tears around you. Because they are the ones that keep you honest. You understand? I mean, you get around the younger group, you know, you can say pretty much anything because you have no history with them. But when you're around your peers, you are there to be honest. You know what I'm saying? You need someone to hold you accountable to what you're getting ready to say. You know, so perfect song.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Well, beautiful. We're getting a slight echo from you, Brother Bilal. So I just kind of want to make sure that, you know, everyone can hear you nice and loud and clear. That is so true in what you said, you know, about keeping people around you that keeps you honest. And I am so thankful for that, you know, to have yourself and many others around me that just keeps me so honest, you know, in the work. That's so beautiful.
Same here. I'm catching the echo myself. Do you think it's best to hang up and call back?
Well, if you hang up, I'm really afraid you may not get back in. But let's see what we can do to kind of stop that echo. Is that a little better? We'll just do a sound check. And it's just really all of the energy.
Is that type of energy going on, especially with the weather right now?
Yes, it sure is. The secret of alchemy and wealth. And so as we get ready to get into this share and start to talk about this, I know you're going to go in and really kind of give everyone an explanation and talk about a different angle of wealth that we're going to be sharing here this evening. First, I want to just let everyone know, this is Brother Bilal. He's been on the Remix before, so if you haven't heard him, you need to go back and you need to download, of course, and how you can reach out to Brother Bilal. If you're interested, which tonight I'm so excited, we're going to be doing soul alignment readings, which is going to be very, very powerful. I love those. I get all the feedback from the brothers and sisters who've had them with you. Is to email Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And you can find out all of that information. And also, if you're a part of the Kim Business class, you'll have the opportunity to work with Brother Bilal and myself as we do the Kim Business class. And we have so much fun in there. It's never a dull moment.
We're right on it right now. So we're finishing up the last of the applications, but it's been a serious process, you know, and pretty much it's getting the right chemistry is very necessary.
Yes.
You know, that all chemical process, you know, so we're looking forward to that.
Yes. And I want to talk about, before we get into talking about that, I just want to tell you, I get emails all the time from brothers and sisters, and so whenever someone receives a soul alignment reading, they email me and they tell me about the amazing breakthroughs that they've had after they've had the soul alignment readings. And so I've gotten tons of emails from brothers and sisters all over the world, some that I've done readings with as well, and they're just very thankful for your work. And I'll say that I'm very thankful.
I tell you, I have breakthroughs myself. You understand? It's like it's a lot of work going into it, but I actually go into a deep meditation even before starting because I really want everybody to get it. And I know it's very necessary that we even start praying for each other instead of on each other. You understand? So, if I'm praying for you to get the solution and really to get to that next level, I mean, it should be no problem for me, you know, asking for that. You know what I'm saying? So we just get it.
Right.
We go in, you know, we keep it real.
Yes, 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 yes. And it is amazing. It is definitely amazing. And so you guys will be able to get a sample of that tonight. We're both going to be doing readings here tonight, and that's going to be a great treat. It's always a treat when you can have all of these different energies coming together. So it's going to be really, really great for you guys. So I wanted to talk about that. So now, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the cosmos. And, you know, there's all of these movies, and I know you've probably seen it too, Brother Bilal, all of these movies coming out. And you know, we got, what is that, Jack and the Beanstalk that's coming out. You know, we also have the Oz movie that's coming out, which goes into a lot of that Wicca energy. One of these things is, I want you guys to think about this, the time that we're in right now, and sisters, I want you to get really, really close, and I want you to hear me on this. And I'm also going to let Brother Bilal speak on this a little bit, too, because we've kind of talked about this a little, quite a bit. But that energy of Oz is going on right now. It has a lot to do with those things of what the world knows now. We know it's more ancient than that. So, but it has a lot to do with that Wicca energy. And that energy is, if you can begin to start to look around at the world, there is an attack on witches. Okay. So now, sisters, I want you to begin to start thinking about that. Because there has been this all-out attack. Me and Esther was talking about this. All of these different things that are going on in the news with these women. And they're just not everyday sisters or women that are doing this. These are women that really are into what the world, quote-unquote, if we were to go back into that time, to classify as witches. There are even some women, there were three women who were brutally burned. They're still burning women, because the energy now has a lot to do with what is quoted as witches' energy. This is what's been going on. So a lot of witch hunts are going on, what we would call a modern-day witch hunt that is going on. In the atmosphere, a lot of this energy is going on. If you look around the world, this is not something that is happening exclusively in one place. But, you know, it is important for us to be able to understand these stories as they begin to manifest themselves, and then begin to look at, you can always look at the movies. Jack and the Beanstalk coming back out. We have all of these fairy tales that are coming back out, and you're going to see more of them that's going to start to manifest themselves to come out. You're going to start to see more superhero-like movies coming back out, because it's really the world symbolically trying to put that masculine energy back up front. Well, the masculine energy has been here, and calm down. Don't get your boxers in a bind. Don't get your panties in a bind. We're not talking about what's between your leg. We're talking about energy. And this is masculine and feminine energy that exists within all of us. So even if you're a woman, you have masculine and feminine energy. And if you're a man, you have masculine and feminine energy. So we're talking about this on an energetic level. So we're looking at this through our spiritual eyes. And so what's happening is they're trying to show these very, very strong masculine energies to begin to come up front.
Right.
Because they don't want those things of the feminine energy to begin to move themselves up front. So look for those signs and symbols.
Well, you know what? First of all, let me lay this out. In understanding on how the planets move, I'm getting a bad echo. I'm really getting.
Are you still getting the bad echo?
Yeah, everybody getting that echo.
I think we're getting it a little bit. Here's what we can do. I can try to. Well, I'm not going to say I'll try. I'm going to call you back.
Okay, that'll be fine, because I really need to understand this.
Yes,
what's going
and
on.
I really want to make sure that we can hear you loud and clear. So I will call you. I will call you right back. You won't be able to get on the phone line, so we know that.
All right.
But I'll call you back. I'll call you on the hotline. Did y'all see that post I made earlier this week on Facebook, Foster Silver? I used to love that group, the Silvers. Yes. So we're going to call. Let's see if we can get Brother Bilal here. We'll get him back. We'll call him back. Let's see. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And so good to have everybody in the house tonight. Let's go ahead and call Brother Bilal back and see if we can get him on. I'm just sipping on my hot tea right now, and I am just really enjoying this. I am enjoying this to the fullest.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. And it doesn't look like we have the echo either. So hopefully it's clear for you because it's kind of clear for us.
Yes, yes, making sure sound check.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, first of all, let's say this. And, you know, just understanding with astronomy on how the planets move and how the after effect takes place. Okay, so what we are seeing right now is the after effect of the December 3rd and the December 21st lineup. Well, December 21st reaction is coming up later on this month. But what we are feeling right now is the backlash from the December 3rd lineup. Everything takes place in the heavens first, and then it trickles down to the earth level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is everybody still getting that echo?
No.
Okay, we're good. Then it comes to the earth level, okay? So these are the increments. It's about, first is 3.5 weeks, and then it's 3.5 months. Please understand the cycle. And what's happening, I wanted to lay that out because the reason they're showing these movies right now is because of this big showdown that's going on in the cosmos coming up in June. So it put the movies out at this time to start planting the seeds so you could digest it and pretty much done with it. And then, you know, a lot of the energy is used for the rituals. Okay? Just like Jack and the Beanstalk, right? Jack the Giant Slayer. Well, we are the giants.
Yeah.
And what we'll do, we'll go to the movie and be cheering for the giant, but you're cheering against yourself. Because I want you to think about this. They say Jack the Giant Slayer, right? So they're letting you know the giant is woke, first of all, and but they're also letting you know that Jack is here. Okay? Be very mindful. They let you know Jack, everybody, all the players are here. We are in a serious time right now. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know it started like we, you know, like it's pretty much a play. We're talking about wealth, we're talking about money, prosperity, but we are talking about the inner being right now is going to show itself.
Yes.
That's why you see the wealth. You had so many earthquakes today because of this energy that's on the planet right now. Because it's an after effect that you have to be conscious of. So you're talking
that's
about
right.
Jack, the giant slayer. And I was just talking about this on the last show, which was Clash of the Titans. We were talking about Jack and the Beanstalk. And I also want to bring something up on that last show. We talked about the number 8-5 on how I say he had 6, but he only 8-5. The 8-5 is everywhere right now. You see the deficit is $85 billion. The Pope is 85 years old.
Yeah.
The Grammy Awards had the 85th year. You understand? $85 billion that the Pope paid out for what they did with the churches. So it's a lot of 8-5 everywhere. It's a lot of symbology going on. And it's funny you mentioned that the movie of Oz, right? Because you're absolutely right about that attack on the witch.
Yeah.
And the bigger attack is it's the energy of which way are we going?
That's right. That's right.
You understand? See, because we come here with an inheritance already. We come here with a wealth inheritance. You understand? So all these movies are starting to mirror what's getting ready to take place in the atmosphere. So, you know, I don't think it's no coincidence. All right?
Not at all.
So, you know, but I really want you to watch the weather patterns, and I want you to also understand who the meteorologist is on the news channel. Because, see, they're the ones supposed to be looking for the meteorites. Okay? And I'm going to give you the movie to go watch that's connected to that meteorite that just passed. It's the real story of Excalibur. The Sword in the Stone.
Okay.
Because the meteorites are made of stone and nickel, which is metal. And it's an indication that the sword is out of the stone.
Mm.
The asteroid plays the role as an asterisk to say, look out for more. It's an attention. It came 13 hours after the meteorite.
Mm.
The asteroid played a role as an asterisk.
Yes.
That they use in grammar, that they use in English.
Means
okay?
Things to come.
Things to come. Yeah, it's a lot. This is going to be a very hot month. I'm going to give you some dates to look out for. March the 8th is going to be like a powerful lineup. Like right now, there are five planets in the house of Pisces, which is Mercury, Mars, the Sun, Venus, and Neptune. And the moon tonight as we're speaking is over the pyramid. So ain't no telling what's going to happen, you know, in the weather atmosphere during this show.
That's
you know what I'm
right.
saying?
That's right. That's right.
But most definitely watch out for March the 8th and March the 16th. Okay, got some series. Then also another series lined up on the 27th of March, which is the Sun, Uranus, and Venus. And all of these things mean something. The backlash of this energy coming onto the planet. Okay? And it's a lot going on, even in nature. The
yeah.
bees miss everything missing. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going haywire, you know? But it's a good sign. Don't panic. You know, it's a good sign. Very good sign.
It is. And you know, funny you mentioned the bees because I've been doing some work with them. You know, a while back, I know Brother Bobby Hemmett spoke about bees. Much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett out there. He spoke about the bees and the bees disappearing, going to other dimensions and leaving here. The first thing I want to kind of start about is that one of the things, I'll take you back to what Einstein said. He said, when the bees start disappearing, man only has about 4 years to live.
Mm.
So I sure want did. You to start thinking about that. He said, once the bees start disappearing, the man only has about 4 years to live. And we're going to talk about what that means in man and live and really kind of get into that. And so, right, you know, this is the bees, if you think about it, are responsible for almost all the damn fruits and vegetables and even some nuts and almonds.
That's
think
right.
about it. The bees are responsible for this. If we do not have the bees here that are doing the pollination, then all of our fruits, talk about sucking up a holistic meal. or you know, a veggie meal.
Mm.
You know, the bees are really taken away from that. The fruits, the vegetables, the nuts, the almonds. You know, and if you go in the supermarket, you're going to see all these prices. This is why they all have skyrocketed, because the bees are not here to pollinate. They're not here to pollinate. They're not here to do this particular work that they normally do. Now, we can look back into even ancient times and look at the symbol or the symbology when it comes to bees. And even if we just go back to France, you know, the Queen of France used to actually wear live bees on her garment. And they used to be buzzing around so it could symbolize of power. It symbolizes power when you start to talk about the bees. Now, it's going to be some more things that I talk about on another show when it comes to bees, but I want you to start thinking about bees and even just start to think about the queen bee and talk about that. You know, even if we go back to some of the teachings as they come out of the Bible, and you start to look at what we call, I remember in a past life when I was an Eastern star. I have to say it that way. And in a past life when I was an Eastern star, you know, one of the things that we had to learn was the Beatitudes. And I think it's Matthew 5, verse 3 through 10. We had to learn the Beatitudes. And so, you know, looking at it now from a conscious perspective, we can still begin to understand these things, because the Beatitudes, they call them the Beatitudes of Christ or the Beatitudes of Jesus, it really is talking about you. It really is talking about you as the Christ energy. And so those Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is in the kingdom of heaven. They're talking about you. They're talking about your Beatitude, because the queen bee and bees represents power. So if you're poor in spirit, it's really trying to give you hope to understand that you really can begin to start from the bottom and work your way up. I think another one of those are, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Yes, if you comfort your own ass, you shall be comforted. Blessed,
right,
for they shall inherit the earth, you know. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. This is letting you know that your attitude, what we call your attitude. So when I talk to you guys about magical statements and I talk to you about affirmations and all of those things, this is some ancient knowledge. Even if we go back to our ancestors, going all the way back to ancient Kemet, the greatest message they left for us was know thyself. That's an affirmation. That's an attitude. You have to have an attitude to know yourself. You cannot wake up and think you are a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, and know who you are. So
right,
we can take that one affirmation right there, know thyself. That's an attitude. You have to begin to start encompassing these different Beatitudes. And I'm talking literally about the bee, because here are some other things that you may not know about the bee. The bee does some things that I think is really, really sexy and kind of cool. And one of the things that the bees do is that the bees dance to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they let
you know that's brothers and sisters, huh?
Yeah, you know that's us. Bees dance. That's how they communicate. They shake it. They shake it. That's how they communicate with each other, you know?
Mm.
And that's how they let everyone know where the nectar is, you know?
Mm.
All throughout the dance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In ancient Kemet, they used to do a lot of rituals with honey, you know? They called honey the nectar of the gods, you know? And even when we start to look at Oshun, the ritual with honey in the river, this is where all of these things come from, because our ancestors recognized the power of studying those things of what they call the natir, where they seen God in everything in nature, including the bees. So the bees are very, very profound. And we'll also kind of be giving you a ritual tonight that you can begin to tap into this nectar with honey and also bee pollen, because this is very, very significant to begin to understand about bees and studying their nature and understanding about the queen bee, because it's a lot.
I tell you what, that sounds like the closest thing to my real religion, you know what I'm saying? To be or not to be, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
To
I know
be
being yourself.
Not.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah.
And what's the bee relationship with the bear? Because, you know, I see they have the right to bear arms right now. You know, that's a real big thing. But what's the relationship with the bear? Does the bear love honey, you know?
Well, let me tell you this. This is something interesting, and I want you guys to just kind of follow me here on this channel. When bears go into hibernation, and so around the world we have bears who are beginning to wake up from hibernation, and it's a lot of things going on. I told you guys this year and last year would be about fire energy. And so right now it is this big debate, particularly when it comes here in America, about the right to bear arms. And so the bear, when the bear wakes up, the first thing, what is the first thing the bear goes looking for when he wakes up? What does he go looking for? Anybody know? The bear goes looking for honey. And so you will always see that. You will always see the bear looking for the honey. That's what he's looking for first. Now, if he happened to catch your ass as a rabbit or catch your ass as a human or any of that stuff along the way, yeah, he'll gobble you up. He'll gobble you up and he'll keep going. But really what he's looking for is that honey. That's why even with Winnie the Pooh, you always see his hand inside that honey jar. Because the bear is looking for the honey. Now, here's the thing I want you guys to understand about that honey, that nectar. The reason the bear goes looking for the honey is because that honey holds spiritual, physical memory. Let me say it again. It holds spiritual and physical memory. And the bear eats the honey because it allows him to know what the hell was going on while his ass or her ass was asleep all winter. So once the bear eats that honey, it awakens their senses and their memory. They get an instant download
powerful.
Of everything that has happened on the physical level, everything that has happened on a spiritual level, to come through. They get the download. They get that download. So this is why the bear is going to look for honey. Because the honey holds the essence, the nectar, you see. Just like a woman, can I even say it? When a woman orgasms, you know, it holds inside that nectar. You know, I remember when the brother Yama was on and he was talking about white snow that comes out of a woman, that comes out of our vagina, that energy. It holds knowledge. It holds spiritual knowledge and it's healing. It holds that DNA, that nectar that comes from a woman. It operates the same way. So this is why the bear is on this massive hunt. Massive hunt to find that honey. Because until a bear finds the honey, he is not going to know what has been going on the whole time he's been asleep. So it is, that's why they call it in ancient Kemet, nectar, the nectar of the gods. This is why it's so powerful for honey. So the bear is going
the honey and the money. Yes, indeed. Honey and the money.
The honey and the money. All of you guys out there, and I may even put this up on the Know Your Magic line too, is a ritual that you can begin to do to activate these things within yourself. And one of the best things to always do, and yes, they talk about it, the land of milk and honey, that nectar.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. So all of that, when you want to find out things going on the planet, things going on in the cosmos, and we know that the bees are leaving this dimension and they're coming back and forth from other dimensions, they hold that memory in there, and we can tap into it too, just like the bears. So this is one of the things that happens. So this is why the bear is really looking for honey. So don't get it twisted. If you see a bear, he ain't trying to really fuck with nobody. He ain't trying to get no rabbits. He ain't trying none of that. He's looking for that damn honey. He's looking for the honey.
That makes so much sense. Honey. Damn, that makes sense. Yes. Powerful. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yes,
this is, man, that's some beautiful energy.
Yeah, that's some good things. So everyone needs to be up on that bee pollen and that honey. This was also something that our ancestors also knew as brain food, and this is how we connect. You know, we connect with the plant, you know, life. This is, you know, that we connect with those things when it comes to connecting with that, those things of nature. And this, you know, this is amazing stuff that we need to begin to get into. And one of the main reasons that for, you know, really we can think of millions of years, honey has been around. You can look at some of the most ancient texts from throughout the world, and you will be able to see honey. Honey is going to come up. Honey is going to come up for you. And so that nectar, that very, very divine nectar, is going to come up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Powerful, powerful. On the bee pollen tomorrow.
Oh, well, beautiful.
Yes.
So, yeah,
yes.
That's going to be really, really good. Really, really good. Welcome, everyone, to the remix. I kind of started the discussion to see, you know, what questions everyone had for you. I know we have more things that we're going to begin to talk about. I'm going to do a time check because we kind of get a little carried away. And, you know, once you enter this portal of the remix, everything of time, space, reality.
I like that Friday night fun, though. You know, let's have some fun. You know, I want to take it too serious.
Yes, well, I want to read some of these comments to you where I ask, where did everyone start from? And so La Johnson said she started in the third grade with a field trip to the King Tut exhibit. Betty said it started at 12 years old. There was a need to find God, you know, and just having peace. And L. Goodman said it started in elementary school with Earth, Wind, and Fire's album cover and hearing Pop screaming at me, telling Visions, y'all crackers need to tell the truth about Jesus was black. He said during the commercials of the Bible story. And he said,
No. Wait, hold up a second, though, because, you know, and everybody started with that foundation of Jesus, and we know that, right?
Yes.
But we have to be honest. Jesus has been the greatest prophet we have known, because I have never seen him make a profit off of anybody like they make off of Jesus, I promise you. So he would be the best prophet, in my time. Yeah, I never saw a prophet in like this, you know?
Yeah, this is Brother Odell here, and he said during the commercials, you know, he would say to himself, Jesus is black.
Yes, he said that.
That sort of began his vision. Tori said when I was a teenager and during her teenager's years, she started to question religion. And then, who's this? Mystique said, I started when I could speak, but nobody could hear me. And I wanted to know things. I wanted to know this thing I was in, my body. Going outside to play at 4 years old was the first time I realized that I was one of the nicer girls. And then later in my childhood, I looked up in the sky and I knew there was something bigger and there had to be other worlds out there. So the speak has been going down ever since, she says. Let's see. This is Hudson. He said, I started from 2009, my uncle's death, and although that has been sort of a birthright, nonetheless, it started with me at childhood. And so Daniel Green says, doing yoga and meditating in elementary school. Oh, that's amazing. I wish all of our children get to do that. He said, got turned on to some ancient black history in my early teens. And then I was all about the revolution and black history. He said, then I got back into meditating and asked questions about ancient religion and went in from there. Wow, you guys have done it. Someone else. Is this Batara Bay? And says, I became conscious from a depression in oppression and depression and oppressed state. And he says, now I'm happy. This looks like Durant Walker says, being the birth and being run down by a car. Ooh, when I was 10 years old.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it for you. I'll just share mine, and maybe you can share yours. And you guys keep sharing over there. These are really, really great stories. I think I have a lot of points of entry here. Definitely it's going to be when I was kidnapped, one of the earlier ones in my younger years when I was kidnapped.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I was kidnapped.
Man.
At one point in Brooklyn, New York, I was kidnapped, me, my brother, and my mother, and kind of had an out-of-body experience at that point. And I thought, boy, if I could fly my ass up out of here, and I kind of did. A little bit, fly myself up out of there. That was sort of my point there. And I've always, as a child, you know, sort of kind of, I used to love looking at the sky, you know, just I always knew there was just so much more going on out there, whether it was daytime or nighttime. And daytime or nighttime, you know, I always knew it was just so much going on. Up in the sky, and so I loved it so much, and that was sort of my point of entry there. So, what about you, Brother Bilal?
It was at 10 years old. I had an out of body experience myself. I thought I was asleep. Well, I really was asleep, but I was able to leave out of my body and go downstairs into the house, you know, to the house I grew up in. And I saw everybody downstairs, and I mean, and what I did, I was trying to hurry up and wake up so I could go and see if it was really going on, like I was projecting myself out of my body.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And at 10 years old was when I also got the key to Oz.
Mm.
You see, because that's what the Wizard of Oz is truly about. You know, it's chaos, but it really represents the key to Oz. Because if you know what Oz is, they tell you Oz is a mystical, whimsical place. So they're talking about heaven, the streets of gold, milk and honey. So the key to Oz, and that's also the missing symbol at the end of the alphabet. It's supposed to be 27. There's only 26 alphabets. X, Y, Z, and key. That's the key that Alice had to Wonderland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, Alice became, if you spell Alice out, it's all ice.
Mm.
Alice became all ice, you know, but it's very symbolic. But hopefully, you know, organically, we give out the key to Oz tonight. We have the master key to the whole system, to the whole, you know, master key to the whole kingdom. You understand? So if it organically come out, we're not trying to force that, you know.
So true. I want to talk about, if we can start here, to talk about wealth. And if you can share with us just throughout your work, what you've come to know and to understand this thing about wealth or what we're calling wealth. Earlier, I was talking to the Remix family about the will that lives within wealth and the W-E-A-L that is in wealth.
Yes, yes. And that's the wheel of fortune. That's the merry-go-round. And even at that aspect of wealth, what I started realizing when I started getting around like big deals, when you're talking about some serious revenue, the word money was never used.
Never, yeah.
Money is code word for there's a nigga in here. I'll be honest with you. Wealthy people do not speak on money. They speak on tenders, revenue, mainly revenue. That's the wealth term, because it's not about money.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
And that's why they say even with faith is the substance of things hoped for.
So if you're asking and praying for money, you'll never get money asking for money. You got to get the substance that backs money up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So wealth became a state of being. Just like you were just talking about the bee, you know, and as powerful what you were saying about the bee. And that's how my religion came about. I mean, I studied almost all of them, and it came right back to the common denominator, which was me, and it was either me to be or not to be.
That's right.
So it became a state of the being, and I understood that being inside of me was the thing pollinating me. So I no longer started chasing the money. I started really chasing what was attracting the money in the first place. You know, like when people get an income tax check?
Yes.
You know how excited they be and that little charge, and, you know, when you have money, more money cling to you. It's not the money that's doing that.
Mm-mm.
It's the energy you're containing that's attracting that so-called money. You understand?
That's right.
It's the money, energy. You got to get to that vibration.
That's right, because it's all just currency. And, you know,
yeah.
One of the things that is just really, really just so powerful is that when we've all made agreements to come back here, and we made an agreement to come back to the planet. And so I think everyone is pretty comfortable. I know the Remix family is comfortable that they made an agreement to come back here to the planet, mm-hmm. and that we all have some sort of work here to do. But one of the things that we very often, we don't talk about a lot, is that we also came back already with wealth. It's already built inside of you. And so the code, if you will, or the key, is to tap into it. And so what happens is we spend so much time chasing these things that we see on the material aspect that we lose sight of recognizing that that bank, that vault that we have that is filled with wealth is already within. It's in you. And all you have to do is get the key. I learned this at a young age, and I'll tell a brief story here because I think it's very relevant mm-hmm. of understanding. When I first went away to college, one of the things that my parents did was try to really help me to become as independent as possible. Code word for it, they wasn't going to pay my way to do everything that I needed to do. That I was going to have to get out there and I was going to have to work and I was going to have to really pay my way for a lot of things. And that was a challenging thing for me at the time because I have been working since I've been 15 years old, but for those of you who work and for those of you who've been young and live with your parents or live with other people, you got a whole lot of money when you ain't got to pay rent, when you don't have a car note, when you don't have a light bill, when you're not buying food. You got a whole lot of money. So I have been working since I've been 15 years old. I thought, how hard could this be for me to get out here? How hard could it really be? I didn't want to stay in the dorm. I didn't really feel comfortable in no dorm. So there was a group of girls that decided that they wanted to get an apartment. And I thought, well, I'll get me a job. I've been working since I've been 15. I'll do it. It's no big deal. But I felt that pressure. There was a lot of pressure on me. But very quickly, I ended up understanding. But one of the things, and I can't even tell you guys that I didn't even think about doing this. It just happened for me. So I share this to you, and Brother Bilal as well, too. This is real. This is really some ancient things, and I see someone mentioning the book we gave out earlier, The Greatest Salesman in the World, because that's excellent.
Right.
Really teaches you about those principles. But one of the things that I did is I knew the experience I wanted to have. I wasn't interested in how I'm going to pay my light bill, how I'm going to pay my rent. I knew how I wanted to live, how I wanted to feel, and how I wanted that experience to be for me. And I focused on that. And I promise you guys, this is so true. Before I was 20 years old, I had a penthouse and was driving a BMW. Like, I flipped the whole script and turned it around. Till I was telling others who went to college with me how you could do it. I'm like, hey. They're like, how are you doing this? I took part-time modeling jobs. I was doing showroom modeling. I was doing all of this, and not for the money. That never was it. It was how I wanted to feel, how I wanted to live. I wanted to be able, because I was always, you know, anybody who's very, very, who's tapped into their spiritual energy at a young age, you know, as a child, you were scary as hell. Because you could see all of this. I used to see spirits and all of this shit when I was a kid. So I used to be scary as hell. So that's one of the reasons I didn't want to stay in the dorm, because it was too much damn energy going on over there. I needed somewhere where I could be sort of contained with myself and be in a place where I felt safe. So I was really working for, I want somewhere where I walk in the building, when I lay myself down, I could just close my eyes and go to sleep, because I was scary as hell. So sometimes those things can be our saving grace. I mean, go figure. At this point in my life, I had already been kidnapped twice in my life. So I needed no more time to be kidnapped again. And I really just began to work with that energy. Just really work with that energy, how I wanted to feel. And next thing I know, I was just working on those things I wanted to feel. It wasn't about them. Because there was a time in my life, and I've done it more than once, where I walked completely away from everything and gave everything away. You know why? Because I have no worries. Because anytime I want to feel something or I want something completely different, I can recreate it again. Recreate it again. Now, it doesn't mean that things won't happen in your life and you won't bump your head and have to go back to that, because remember, this whole process is about learning. And I talk about that time I was almost homeless. Almost homeless because I got caught up in what I had to pay versus how I wanted to feel. And once I was able to realign myself back with that energy, like magic, things came back online. I tell this story on the remix. A company hired me and then told me, look, check it out. We're going to pay you. We don't have a job for you, but we're going to pay you this salary that you asked for. We don't have a job for you, and you really kind of don't have to come to work for 6 months, but we don't want to lose you, so we're going to go ahead and hire you, and then we're going to find a job or create a job for you, because we just don't want to lose you. So,
and
I
just wanted to say, I know that was a reward for sure, for not changing because of losing everything, compromising your spirit of who you really were at the core. Because as long as you have the process, you could get it back. It don't matter. But if it changes you, if it adjusts you like that bad, if you feel you're nothing without it, you damn sure ain't nothing with it.
That's it.
Yeah.
A great point.
For real.
A great, wonderful point. And one of the things that I always, always contended myself with is to stay true to who I am. So it didn't matter what position I held or what, I'm always the person that I treat everybody the way I want to be treated,
Right.
Bars down. I never get caught up in titles, never get caught up in status. I'm not about that. Never have been, because that's not at the essence of what I care about. I care about how I want to feel, how I want to live this experience. And that is so important when we start to understand, when we talk about wealth. Because here's the truth of the matter. You guys are really millionaires, and you just don't know it.
You don't know it.
You got $1 million in your bank, and you don't know it because you're chasing a $5 dream. You're chasing a $5 trick down the road. You don't realize that you got the wealth within you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing too, Ms. Blue, what I found out, you really can't outgrow being materialistic if you don't have no material. You can't outgrow chasing money if you don't have no money. You understand? Once you get it and understand the proper place for it, you're able to put it where it needs to go. You start understanding money is nothing but a tool used to do what I come here to do. But as long as you're chasing material, you're going to be materialistic until you get it outgrow it.
Until you outgrow it. And you can see it. We see it on Facebook and all of these social medias all day. You know, people kind of flaunting the stuff that they got.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Because
it's
if that's where you are, it's nothing
it's
wrong
that's
with
you
that.
Are. It's nothing
just outgrow it.
Just
do
outgrow
it all
that.
The way. Go all in.
Yeah. So you can learn
go
what
all
it
in.
Feels like.
So you can hurry up and get it over with. So you can get to the real deal, you know. Right. So, you know, and that's an excellent story, but and even what you're saying, how they hired you and just paid you for just coming and apply pretty much because you passed that test. You figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't react.
Right.
You understand? I lost it all twice. I gave it away the second time because I really wanted to know if I had the process. That's what I really wanted to know, if I really had the process. Wealthy and rich is two totally different things.
Yes, it is. Yes.
If you hit the lottery, you may become very rich, but have no wealth about you. You understand? That's why when you lose it, you don't know what to do. You don't even know what to do with it once you get it, but abuse it.
Right, and they say that most people who hit the lottery within 5 years, they're completely broke.
Oh, yes, because they had no process to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you don't earn, you're not going to really respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is. It's just like if somebody give you a car, you're really not going to abuse that car. You're not going to respect that car. Trust that. But once you earn it, shit, they better not do anything in that car because you know what it took, you know, to go drive and get that, save your money. All those are certain disciplines you have to do.
So true.
You know, so,
true.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. Very good point, Brother Bilal. You know, as my mother would say and many others, and she was just re-quoting a quote, a fool and their money will soon part. You know, because one of the things that I know, and I talk about this in my sessions a lot, is that money can't hold energy. It can't.
Mm.
Money cannot hold energy at all. So it's almost like driving down a dead-end road. Money can't hold energy. Mm. And if you chase money and you put all your energy into money, you'll end up like that dead road. If you look at all of those who've come before us that have acquired wealth, not just money, because money is currency. And I tell people, you don't think about money like you sit up. Do you think about air? Do you think about, is there air in this room? You don't do that. But we change that thinking, and so many of us have grown up with this impoverished mindset that even in our consciousness, we've become, have poverty within consciousness.
Hmm.
You understand?
Right.
It's so many brothers and sisters that have poverty within consciousness. And that's sad in itself. Because if you're doing your work and being true to yourself and learning how to know thyself, money is the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
It comes. It's just a tool. Like I said, you don't walk outside and go, is there air? You know, and someone's bringing up a point. They talk about money and sort of the government. I want you guys to look at this from a spiritual level, because when we start to look at things at a very low vibration, then the only vibration you can get back, the only answer the universe can give you is a low vibrational answer.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that. Trust that. Know that. Believe that. And here is the thing. We made an agreement to come to Earth. And I don't care where you go on earth. When you negotiate things on earth, it's going to be based on currency.
Period.
That's why we have currency all over the world. Now, they came up with a low vibrational word called money because they realized that most people didn't realize it was a current. Just like air flows on a current, when you're listening to the weather, they will tell you where the current is flowing. A river has a current, the planet has a current, your energy has a current, and so does money. You don't get up and give that much energy to any of that other shit, but you'll give it to money. And that's where you're taking the energy. It's almost like playing Monopoly, and they have the free parking, and everybody keeps putting the money on free parking. And anyone who's played the board game Monopoly knows that the person that's always focusing on trying to hit the money, 9 times out of 10, ain't the one that hit the damn free parking. It's the person that's trying to get the boardwalk or somebody trying to buy something else on another one of the properties that ain't even thinking about it. They roll the dice, and boom, they hit it.
But, you know how powerful those games are, too, Miss Blue, because the subconscious don't understand you're playing with play money. It's just recognized money. So that's why children, that's why, you know, a lot of wealthy, you know, kids, they let them play Monopoly to get used to playing with money, to being risky, to putting it out there, because subconscious recognize that it's money. You understand? The subconscious don't know the difference between play money or fake money. And one more thing for the record, money do not change people. It only exposes who you really are.
Ooh, say that one more
so
time.
So you don't, money do not change anybody. It only exposes who you really are. So if you become a damn fool when you get money, you was already a damn fool without money. It's no different. Money can't.
Yes.
Money is not that powerful. It's paper. It's really paper that we give a value to.
That's so true.
And that's why they can't circulate too much of it in the population, because it's part of, you talk about art. It's part of the art of war. If you pump too much money into the economy, everybody have money, nobody's going to go to work.
That's right.
You understand? Do you understand? That's an old war tactic. They was counterfeiting money, pumping into the community. And you think about a brother at McDonald's with $100,000. You think he want to flip a burger with $100,000 on his mat? Nobody would be in Burger King. Who will flip the burgers? So that's why it's not in circulation. It's a tool. Some run games with it, some play with it, and some use it to do some very good things. But all of it across the board is paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so.
Very, very good point. And so, you know, so much of our time, I talked about this last year, the channel I got from Steve Jobs, about why everything is trying to go digital, and so that they're taking money out of circulation and they're making it digital. And here's one of the things I want you to understand, that us as conscious people, this should really be a plus for us, that they're making these things more digital. Because what's happening is more and more people are learning about and understanding about the currency that the art of money holds. And we are very tangible people in this physical reality. And when there's power in holding money in your hand, if they take it away from your sight, so many people in this vibration, which is one of the lowest vibrations out here, cannot use their imagination to visualize what they cannot see. You get it? To visualize what they cannot see. So even those of you who come from a very strong church or Christian background, this is why the significance of pictures of Jesus was so important, because it was something tangible that you can attach yourself to, and that's why you felt it was real. If they take away the paper money, then there's going to be so many people who cannot use their imagination to visualize that even though I don't have this cash to hold in my hand, I still have it. And so what's going to happen is it's already been happening over the last decade. There's going to be a separation in classes. And many people have talked about this before, but what's happening is that separation is going to be so divided.
Right.
So divided. And the key
you could have.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just trying to imagine all those debit cards inside, you know, collecting the money in church. That's a big confusion there, for real.
Well, they're doing that already. A lot of different churches and different organizations, they have things on direct deposit. And you will even find some of this moving into the conscious community where people are asking you to join groups where you pay a monthly fee and it automatically comes out. This is a part of that new movement, but no fear, absolutely no fear, because you have to be able to use your imagination to know that just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean that it's not real. So,
right.
Yes. The middle class is not gone, but they want you to believe the middle class is gone, because soon you're not going to be able to imagine if you don't physically go into Walmart and say, here's 20, here's 30, here's 40, here's 50. Why do you think that those brothers and sisters who receive food stamps, they did away with food stamps? Because there was a lot of people who were learning how to manage that, because you had physical stamps that you used to tear out. Now in most states, I've been told, they have this card. So they took it away. So what's happening? You're blowing your money. People are saying, a lot of people tell me, that even before they realize, like, they brought just a little bit of food, all of it's gone. Because you can't, it's nothing tangible for you to begin to hold on to. So when I say imagination and the feeling, this experience is going to be some powerful shit. It is worth more than gold. Your imagination,
right.
Tapping into knowing how your magic is going to be worth more than gold.
See, it's the thing that produced the gold in the first place.
Yes, it is. So it's going to take, they're going to take away a lot of things in this time-space reality, so you can't see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We've become so materialistic that if we can't see it, we don't believe it's real.
Right.
So one of your very first shows you did on the Freemix, Words That Manifest, you're going to start knowing how powerful those magical statements are and what you speak out of your mouth. When your philosophy and your psychology match.
Yeah, that was a powerful show. See, that's one of my best, Ms. Blue, I'll be honest with you. You know, very powerful. Very powerful.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Understand.
And I tell you
that's
what.
The new law of attraction.
Yes. Yeah, because even what you say about your words, because you have to understand the role that art plays in how your tongue is the paintbrush. You're painting words with your language, you understand? So that's why it can't come back void. It's impossible.
Mm.
That's why I don't put your word out there, because once it leaves, you can't take it back. You know, that's why even when getting in arguments and fussing with family, be conscious of what you're speaking on, because a lot of words you're putting out, you can't take that back, and they have
that's
to return
right.
back to the person that put it out.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So.
Yes. Very, very powerful. We're live here in the Remix, and we have Brother Bilal here. And, yes, we're going to be doing readings here. And, of course, you guys, if you want to connect with Brother Bilal, you can contact him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com and find out more and get your own soul alignment reading as well. So we're going to continue here because we have so many more things that we're going to cover with you guys here tonight. The secret alchemy of wealth is what we're talking about here, live in the Remix.
Yes. But what I brought to break down was the word wealth itself with the acronyms of wealth. So it's going to give you a better in-depth and a different angle at looking at wealth itself by looking at the acronyms of what wealth is and what energy is behind each acronym and even what element is behind it. And so that's why we say the alchemy, because, you know, alchemy is alchemical,
you know what I'm saying, the god of chemicals. So it's just the mixture coming all together. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to break the alphabets down to what each one means. You might want to get an ink pen so you could, you know, pretty much take the notes on it. Ready when you're ready. I'm still on?
Okay. Yes. I'm
okay, we're ready?
Here.
Okay. All right. Well, first we're going to start out with the W. Okay.
Okay.
And just like you say, Ms. Blue, it's the W E A L and not the W I L L. Okay. And what the will is the back, the substance of this will is the drive and the persistence we have behind everything we're doing. So this will is your ability to produce the energy. Okay. But what we're doing is it's going to have to come from pure inspiration.
Mm.
It's not going to be because someone say you'll never be shit in life and then you get off your ass and then go and do it. It's going to have to come from a deeper place right now because the way the planet, where we are right now in the universe and in the time we are in, is everything is going back to being inspired. That's why the spirit is inside of inspiration. It's about being inspired by the total being. So can you move without anybody telling you you're not doing anything? Can you get up and just do that? Okay? So this is also connected. The will is connected to the director in you. You know, just like at the movies, you have a director and you have a producer.
Right.
But the director is there to let you know the way they want the movie to go. Okay, so you know where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
You understand? So when we even talking about will, I want you to look at the steering wheel. And that's why they even say, like, the black man was asleep. The black man was asleep because they say he fell asleep behind his will. It's just like somebody having a steering wheel in your back driving your ass. You understand what I'm saying? It's all connected to the wheel. So this would be more of your physical attribute, more of the earth, which is matter. And I want you to even be conscious on how when a person's saying, what's the matter? They really ask you, what is the matter? You understand? What is that matter? What is that physical thing that's bothering you? And the God that's connected to this is Jehovah. And that's the symbol of the bull is Jehovah, because when you say he is whole. He whole. And that's why Jehovah needs a witness, because nobody could imagine the weight you carry to get where you are.
Right.
But they're talking about Jehovah.
Mm.
All right? So that's the will. The will is connected to the way. Who know the way? Who know the path?
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, there's over a trillion ways to get to one destination. That's why you don't need to get on nobody else's track.
Right.
Stay on your own track. Stay on track.
Yes.
There's a million ways to do one thing, and you have to find your unique niche. Because if you get on someone else's track, it's not going to work, and then somebody could be looking in your face saying, what's the matter?
What's the matter?
All right. You know?
Yes. And then one of my most favorite, you're going to talk about next, E.
Yeah. Now, to be honest with you, this is the real E to the Einstein equation, E equals MC squared, because everybody's talking about energy, but it's really talking about emotion.
That's it. I love emotions.
Oh, man, emotion got to be one of the most powerful things there is, but we're talking about the cosmic fire right here, level of emotion. We're talking about raw internal spirit. When you get in that spirit and just have that passion. You understand? So, but now this is where that real passion come from. It's just like when I got my reading from you, right?
Yeah.
It was it was some things you revealed that confirmed some things for me to help me move a little farther.
Mm.
So that pure inspiration really comes from revelation.
Yes.
A host of things you complete and come to different conclusions. So your inspiration, just like right now, I'm going to be honest with you. And I know we're talking to the Remix family, we're talking to people around the world, but a lot of what we talk about and a lot of this knowledge is for the children that's not even born yet.
So true. Yes.
We're setting a runway for the children that's coming behind us.
Mm.
So we're speaking to the seeds inside of people. Because you're going to start giving birth to this expression.
Yes.
What we're talking about going to be like an old model computer.
Yep.
See, this is connected to you upgrading your computer. Just think about if your computer running slow, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a new processor. The processor, you're not processing information as fast.
Mm.
That's why it's dangerous to get all that information and don't know what to do with it. You're just holding it in the memory.
That's it. And then eventually
so now you
crash.
I'm sorry.
You're
yes, it got to crash. Are you going to start buffering?
Yes.
Buffering and bluffing, you ain't saying shit. You just have a lot of information. It's not even knowledge because you don't understand what to do with it. So it's time to even upgrade that computer. Upgrade
mm-hmm.
your mind. Okay, so emotion and how you truly feel about things is very important. Okay?
Yeah.
So this one is at the source. And tell everybody to write the word source down.
Source, everyone.
Write the word source down.
Write that word.
Now underline sour inside of source. Because see, it's not about when shit going right. It's about how
no.
do you see things when it's sour. Can you make lemonade with that lemon?
That's right.
Some very powerful things started from some very sour, bitter places. So this level of fire here is from the god Shango. It's from the guy Shango, and I actually had that ritual about 3 years ago, and the energy they pulled, they said, was a life of betrayal.
Mm.
Now, let me tell everybody what betrayal really is. And it's funny you talked about the bees tonight because that's what betrayal is about. You know, a trail is a path.
Yes, it is.
And the bees make honey, so it's a honey trail. So it's letting you know you on your way to being betrayed if you fall for the honey trail. If that shit too sweet to be real or too good
yes.
to be true, it's going
yes.
to be some betrayal. It's a betrayal.
It's a betrayal. Ah.
It's a honey trail. and it's even trying to get you to a point where you become a little bitter so you could get up and do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, see, nobody could ever spoil your plans. It's just how do you see it? That's why I
right.
say sour seed is source.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we have the A in will, okay?
Yes.
And this one here is the ability to analyze.
Mm.
Now, this is serious because this is a mental ability. Do you realize how much time we spend trying to figure it out?
Yes.
Do you realize on the journey you're trying to find yourself, that means you're stopping everything to try to go figure out where you are?
Yes.
I, myself, guilty of it. I'll be honest with you. I was looking for myself and you realize I had my goddamn self.
Yes.
It was there all the time.
I always think, like, looking for your car keys, tearing up your whole place looking for your car keys, only to discover you have them in your pocket.
Yes. So this is just like on the chessboard, okay? For the people that play chess and understand that chess is a game that they say represents life, but chess is really a representation of the mind. Okay? And that's what Solomon is your left hemisphere. Sheba that fell in love with Solomon was your right hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're talking about the right and left hemisphere coming together. But this is the mental clarity to be able to step back and analyze like on the chessboard. Do you know every piece on the chessboard have the ability to step back and try to figure out what move to make? Everyone but the pawn.
But the pawn.
It got to go. It's going head first because it's so ambitious to get to the other side to become a damn king that it already is. How you going to turn into a king once you get over there if being a goddamn king already or whatever else they want to make you? That's why the Moors came up with this game as a game of strategy. It's called chess because, look, I'm being honest with you, you can play chess all day, but if you play with side in the chess, which is your heart, chess don't have a chance. See, the heart is inside of that chess you're looking at on the board. That's why you have a black side and the white side, which is one is the right hemisphere of the brain, one is the left hemisphere. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a mental game. That's like a book like 48 Laws of Power. I run circles around you because I'm not gonna run none of them games. You gonna box your own self in with your own tricks.
Yeah.
So this is your ability to step back and analyze, take a look, and start processing some of this information. Okay? So now I want you to think about this. It's like even when you get that sword, okay, it's that sword of swiftness. So this energy here is connected to air,
mm-hmm.
which is the planet Mercury, and the god Thor, Hermes, Tahuti. This is all mental clarity.
Yes.
This is even where Muhammad sit. You understand? Because it's about mental clarity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now we at the L inside of wealth.
Yes, at L.
Oh, you know that L all day is love.
Yes.
Pure state of being there is. And this is like
the
one of the main ingredients.
That's
the only thing that's real. This is the great transformer because this is the most important chemical there is. You understand? This is the total acceptance of the divine plan. And it's just like making love, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are ingredients that make love.
Yes, it is.
And one of the key ingredients to making love is your memory.
Mm.
Think about the memories you have with your grandmother. They are connected to
yes.
the way and how you love her. Memories is a key component to what love is. And that's why I want you to have fun with what you're doing. Just don't take this too serious. Make sure you get some good memories. Okay? So this even comes to the beauty aspect. Because you think about how everybody really want to see their beauty.
Yes.
And how we're not talking about pretty. We're talking about beauty. You know, like when you say that's a beautiful sister, you're talking about the total package. You're not talking about no outside look. You're talking about the mind, body, spirit, soul, all complementing each other as one. That's why, like in nature, look at the beauty in nature. Every snowflake is totally different.
Yes, sure is, yes.
Every petal on a rose totally different. Everything that's beautiful is totally unique.
It's different. Yes.
You understand? So just like you usually have the movie. Remember the movies, the Attack of the 50-Foot Man and the Giant Woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it's
mm-hmm.
connected to beauty. Beauty is the thing that activates that aura and makes it so gigantic, so huge. It's connected to beauty. Do you know how you act when you get a fresh haircut, a fresh hairdo, and you have a new outfit on going? Do you know what kind of energy you're permeating? When you step into the room, everybody look at you because that aura is out, because something about these clothes and how you look is making you open this aura up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the quality of beauty. It's just
good.
Like when you think you got the best looking car, is one right behind you.
Right.
Beauty do that. Beauty is the transformer. Can't nothing transform without the beauty.
That's true.
That's why we was at beauty, science, and art. Because can't nothing, I promise you, can't nothing transform nothing faster than beauty.
Yes, than beauty.
Because just when you thought you had the best is right back on the way again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this element would be water, connected to the planet Venus. And this will connect to Yahweh, because it's the Yacht's way. It's the way of the Yacht, which is connected to the water way. The beauty.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have the tea and wealth. This may be the very thing shutting everybody wealth down. And that's trust. That's trust. Yeah, you know, because the dollar bill everybody loves, if you look at the back of it, say, "In God we trust."
We trust.
And you're not going to be able to accumulate too much of it if you don't have no trust.
That's right. You
will not be a trustee of it.
That's right.
They also have trust funds that make you trustworthy.
That's right.
You understand? So, the trust... Trust is really a mindset rooted in you understanding what's going on. Trust is you putting a plan together. In the next few days, it looks like that plan's falling completely apart. But you understanding, this got to be part of the damn plan. If my heart is there, I can put too much in it. It's part of the plan. It's you trusting that this is the route.
Yeah, and trust.
It's
connected to ether energy. It's really how we connect with our higher self. Because, to get to that vibration, to get to that frequency where you can even begin to trust, you are really tapping into your higher consciousness. Trust is really on a very high vibration. Yeah.
Hmm. And the thing make trust so powerful, Ms. Blue, is because you can't see it.
That's right.
This would be the great invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible, meaning it's only visible on the inside.
On the inside, yes.
It's invisible. Everything that's visible comes from an invisible place. It's only, just like the air outside, you can't see the damn air. It's only visible on the inside. That's why when you're telling somebody about an idea, something you're trying to put together, they can't see it. You only see it on the inside. It's invisible to them, but it's internal visible to you. But trust is a threshold. That's a threshold. And this sit at the center of everybody looking to accomplish. Because if you can't trust, you won't be able to claim too much of no revenue to you. Because no one would be able to trust you.
That's right.
Trust that.
Trust and believe.
I wanted to throw that on, right?
I used to have an uncle that used to always end everything. He'd say, trust and believe that. Trust and believe that.
now we are at the H in wealth. Okay. And this one here is a little different because this is the heart.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, the heart is not even an organ. The heart is a muscle. The heart would be like a piano. It's not an organ they play in church. It's not an organ. It would be like a grand piano. Because it has the ability to communicate. I'm sorry. It has the ability to communicate with 13 systems at one time, all the time. And it's constantly pumping. Constantly pumping and cheering you on. So this is like the energy of that of what the alchemists call Elias. A lot of them always say Elias show up and give them the secret formula on the missing thing, because it's the intelligence of what's in your heart giving it to you.
Yes.
It's the David to Goliath. It's the David. See, David not on the throne because of no damn David. It's because of the heart. See, the story is about a person with heart. And that's why the president go to Camp David. You understand? This David thing. The heart is also the king author.
Yeah.
It's the author of the whole system. So that's why, just think about like when you're looking at the commercials with all, you know, when they tell you about the medicine and what the medicine going to do for you, and then they start whispering the side effects. Yeah, to make sure you do this, make you blind, make it up. So the side effects of the heart. These are side effects of the heart. The first one is fear. See, all these thoughts, they are evolutions of each other. The first dose of poison you put in your body is fear. And then that fear spills over to envy.
Mm-hmm.
And that envy elevates the hatred. And then the chief substance of death, which is that jealousy, it just takes the whole body over.
You know, brother,
but the heart is still working. Go ahead.
Right. No. I was just going to add, Brother Wayne Chandler was on, and he was talking about how these emotions impact different organs within the body, and, you know, how they impact the organs in the body. And then a lot of that, it ends up showing up in your auric field, in your aura. And so as you're walking around sort of that hologram that everyone has, because we all have that layer, which is closest to the body, that's what people are reading from you. Yeah.
Yes. Because, see, whatever you're producing on the inside is going to outwardly manifest anyway. Can't nobody even lie to that. You don't even have to tell me what you're working on. It's going to show. You don't have to tell me you're doing good. It's going to show.
That's right.
You don't have to talk about what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is the principle of wealth. You know what I'm saying? How much heart do you have in this thing? Is all of your heart in it? Are you following your heart?
Right.
You understand? So this is like the heart of the whole system. To be honest with you. And that's why even doing a lot of studying, and that's even, I guess, my route to Islam, until I found out Islam was missing two letters, two alphabets. You understand? You see, everything is incomplete until we search it out and put it back together. Even if you write the word Islam down, you put an H on the front and a P on the back, it's saying it's his lamp. Because these are just different systems and route we use to get back to our origin, which is to be.
Mm-hmm. Right, to be. We go back to the be.
Go back to the be. It all goes back to the be. To be or not to be. So this one is just demonstrating how much heart you're putting in it. And that's why the Muslims, they use the name Allah, because you're talking about like a la carte. If you ever been to a restaurant that had a la carte, It's a menu where you get anything your heart desires.
That's right.
Just like a la mode is pie served with ice cream. So when you see the word Allah, you're talking about to serve.
Yes.
People have got so caught up on the name, they have forgotten what the attribute of the name means. Because L is Allah, and the H is for heart. So there's no God but the man that follows all of his heart. That's what that means. Can you follow all of your heart?
Okay.
No, but that's the system to wealth. And my biggest thing is if just one person get it. I just want one person just to get it. And based on doing the reading, they've been getting it.
Yeah.
They've been getting it. I'm trying to send you back to your own heart. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? Go get it.
Beautiful. Mm-mm. Beautiful. That was very, very profound. Beautiful, yes.
Yeah, so we work on a little bit of everything. Even for us, the mark of God. The mark of God is 777, which comes to 21, which is the expression of beauty, which is 3. That's what that is. That's the Venus. That's the heart of the system.
Mm-hmm.
We are all in relationship to each other.
Yes.
We need to start acting like that because we really are one. There's no way of getting around that.
Yeah.
So whatever I could assist you with, email me. It don't matter. I share everything. The more I give, the more I get anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not in it for that. I'm in it to share to help you get to that next level. This is really about you. Truly.
Beautiful. We're live, everyone, in the remix. With Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. And yes, we're definitely getting it in. And I see you guys are putting up your post all over. And putting up your post all over. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
It's going to be a serious month here, boy. Just keep an eye on the atmosphere, on the cosmos. It's going to be a serious month.
Mm-hmm.
It will not disappoint, I promise you.
Yes, lots of posts going on. Lots and lots and lots of posts. Yes, beautiful. Well,
so even with the readings tonight,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Ms. Blue. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
With the readings tonight, I was going to give you also which element or which energy that you're out of alignment with that you need to put back in place, whether that be your angle of looking at things for as your analogy, or whether that be your trust, or whether that be just your willpower not in it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to look at all of that. That's why I want to, you know, really be thorough and really walk a person through this process. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's the least we can do.
It is some good questions over here for you. It's some good questions for you, and we're going to get to those questions, too. I'm going to read them out. One of them is, how do I transfer my sexual energy into manifesting my wealth? And you may have already answered that because we went through it. When we start to talk about sexual energy, and know that your life force energy is sexual energy. Now, if you talking about how to get butt naked and do that, you know, that's a whole nother level. But one of the other ones is, what is the best way to begin working on finding the parts you left in each zodiac? That's one of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is, who is your favorite old school blues singer? And then another question, they say blues singer. I don't know. I guess they think you listen to blues. The other one is, could you break down the energy of 13/4?
Mm.
And what are we really trading when we come to exchange?
Energy.
There has to
energy,
be an exchange. Yeah.
Yeah, energy and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, just like, you know, I get a lot of people email and ask questions. I mean, even at the point where I feel sometimes they think I'm not going to answer it because it's tapping into what I do, but I share everything. I mean, it don't matter because the more you know, the more I can figure out also.
That's nothing. Like
you emailing me back like, man, look at it this way, because each one of us represents a certain angle.
Right.
None of this is about material. It's about experience. It's about you feeling complete and whole.
That's right. Beautiful.
Becoming whole again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the readings we're going to be doing tonight. I know you're going to be you're going to be doing your soul alignment reading and just kind of putting that in there. So you can let everyone know a little bit about what you need, and then we're going to start going to the phone lines. I'll talk about a little bit about what I need from them and just kind of go from there.
Well, what I wanted to tap in tonight was where the wealth of the system is. And for everybody who even got the soul alignment reading, they understand the wealth is really where Uranus sit at. Uranus holds the wealth because Uranus represents what you know for sure. And whatever you know for sure, that's what makes you wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to tap in tonight. And you know what? Tell everybody, write the word Uranus down. U-R-A-N-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you why Uranus is so powerful. And see, Uranus is the seventh angel. Uranus is that dreadful angel because Uranus holds it down. You understand? But if they wrote the word Uranus out, tell them to put an A in front of it. And it should say the aura in us.
Mm-hmm. Origin. There it is.
Yes.
Origin.
Yeah. But that's how I know you're the truth too, Miss Blue, because I mean, there's a lot of stuff I work on, and I'm like, God damn, I mean, how she even, you know, for you to say origin, I said, damn, you know, she's speaking on it in a whole different level. So, you know, powerful. So, you know, but pretty much I just need the birth date. If you give me the birth date, I could figure out the location and see where this thing is.
Yes. And so we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to be doing readings like I do. Brother Bilal is going to be giving you really, it's going to be, and I see people putting their birthday in the chat room.
You know, another thing, Ms. Blue, the person could also tell us what's going on, what's pressing.
Yes.
You understand? I think that'll be, you know what I'm saying?
I
want to hear what's going on. You know.
What's going on? I'm going to do a little bit of Marvin Gaye. A little bit about what's going on here. We're going to go to the phone lines. Oh, my goodness. I see you guys there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You're going to need to call in. Press 1. We want to hear you guys connect with you on the air. And you'll be getting a reading from Brother Bilal. He's going to do a part of his soul alignment reading. And I'm going to be doing a lot when it comes to sort of those hidden things that will help you further tap into your prosperity and your wealth. So you're going to be getting a double dose here tonight. And so press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here. And, hey, let's get it. You ready?
Go for it.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. And we're going to do a little bit of Drake. We're going to start from the bottom.
Yeah, there we go.
So we're going to work our way up to the top. That's what we're going to do. I feel like playing that song again. I love it. All right, so we're going to go to the call. Oops, and more y'all are pressing 1. Y'all realize I'm going from the bottom to the top. So here we go. And I'll start here, and we'll just go from where we need to. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 203? Okay, we'll go for the next caller. You guys better be ready. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Yvonne from Georgia.
Okay, greetings to you, Yvonne from Georgia.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Brother Bilal?
Good. Real good.
I'm great.
Yes. What's that birth date for me?
I'm sorry?
The birth date for me, sorry.
Okay. 10-4-62.
Okay. And if you could tell us a little bit what's going on, what's pressing you, what's happening?
Focusing? Yes. Staying focused.
One second here. Okay. The main thing I see. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Hold on. Well, the main thing I saw on the chart, which is trust. Okay.
Okay.
And with trust, I'm looking at where your Uranus at when you were born. Okay. And the main thing that you always put on the line is your pride.
Okay.
It's been the one thing shutting everything down, because when you get into a space where you don't know something, it's about being honest about what you don't know. Shame is where all your finances are.
Wow.
Everything that you ashamed of, that's where all the power is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the power is.
Beautiful.
So when I looked at this, this is even connected to your throat, even communicating that. Okay? Because I want you to think about even the pride we're talking about of that line, okay? Because yours was in the zodiac of Leo, but you on a constant shift with family. You're on a constant shift with family. And you're going to have to balance that out. You've got to stop making other people's story your own.
Beautiful. What was your name again? I'm sorry. I want to make sure. What was your name again?
It's Yvonne.
Yvonne. Wow. Some very, very powerful insight there. I want to tell you how you can begin to tap into this. And I want you to begin to take a look at a couple of areas in your life. And one of them has to do with you moving. Have you recently moved? Are you about to move? What's going on with the move?
I moved a year and a half ago. And I don't know if I'm stable, if I'm going to stay here. Well, to be honest, I separated from my husband. And
see that. The heartbreak is there. So I was going to get to that. You're actually, I see you in a very, you're in a very transitional time right now. So you will be moving again, and I see that from the highest point from you. So this isn't about predicting the future, because there's many different possibilities, but I know the point, the end state of where you want to get to. And a lot of this has to do with the breakup, because that's what I've seen. It was a heartache, and right now you're suffering from a heartache right now. You're still aching in your heart about the relationship, things that happen, and all of these different things that are going on. But let me tell you what I see. I see you living this story every single day. You're living this story every single day. It's like a day that doesn't go by that you don't tell people all the stuff that happened in your marriage and all the things that went wrong in the relationship, why you had to get the hell out of there and why you had to leave. And so as a result of it, what it's doing is it's causing your energy to become stagnant.
Yeah.
So you've got to let that story go. You've got to completely let that story go. When I come into your energy immediately, two things that I see is I see the caduceus, which are the two snakes coming together. It's also the medical symbol that's there. What's going to be the key for you, what's hidden there, so you can further tap into your wealth, is you got to learn how to cooperate with people.
Mm.
And you don't. And it's causing conflicts with absolutely everything in every area of your life. So two things. You need to get a new story, one. So here's what I want you to do. You know I believe in the power of the pen. I want you to sit down, and I want you to tell that damn story for the last time. Write it out. Tell the damn story. about the relationship. I don't care if you got a slanted view, because there's always your story, his story, and in the middle, it is the truth. So I want you to tell the damn story. Get it out. I mean, just put absolutely everything in there, things that you've never said, because there's a whole lot of things that you wouldn't dare tell people, because even though you're telling them a little bit of stuff, they're going, oh, my God, girl, how did you do? I wouldn't have never did that. But what they don't know, like Brother Bilal said, is there's a whole lot of shit you ain't told them that you know that they would stop looking at his ass and start looking at you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you need to get all of that out. And one of the places you can actually go get it out is you can go to Dump It ASAP, ASAP.com. Dump it there. Send it off into the universe so that energy can be recycled for some positive energy on the planet. But you've got to get it out of you, because it's causing your heart to ache. And literally, when I get in your energy, your chest is even tight.
Yeah.
So I feel your breathing being constricted, and you have to begin to tap into your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what's blocking that. You got to cooperate. Get this energy out. And
you need to get out the house, too.
Yes, and then you need to tap into your wisdom.
Ms. Blue?
Yes?
One question before we go. When you say cooperate with others, can you elaborate on that, please? What do you mean?
I sure can. Cooperation is not about who's wrong or right. And that's what you're doing. You're fighting against people who are trying to help you, because you've been called wrong so much in your life that now you feel like you got to fight up against everything. So you go in sort of with the warrior stance, energetically.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? You go in with the warrior stance. That's why, out of all the shit I just told you, you came back with, what you mean? Get a I need you to elaborate on that. You understand? So that's just a way for you to see that. And then your energy is just going to open up beautiful for you. But I see you moving again, even moving again from where you are. But eventually you will settle yourself and you'll be able to sort of kind of build your foundation and go. But where that hidden potential is lying for you, and sort of what's blocking this energy, is don't tell that damn story no more.
Okay.
And I don't care who asks you. I don't care what they say. I don't care what's going on. Mouth closed. Don't tell that story. I would say what I normally say, mouth closed, legs open, meaning go into a meditative position and just meditate. Open your legs and do something else and receive the wisdom, because as women, we can receive it through our black moon, which is between our legs. Receive some energy, but close the mouth. Don't tell the story no more. The story is now killing you. It's all in your aura. It's everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. All right?
Yes.
Well, peace and love to you, and let us know how that's going for you.
I will. I'll be writing you soon. This is my first time calling, Miss Blue, and I've only been listening to you for about 4 weeks now. And I'm not going to come up on the radio, but because I know everything is, like you say, is divine.
Yes. Oh, so you're a virgin.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go. You get to open up real wide tonight. Beautiful.
Oh, man.
Well, it's beautiful, and it's good to have you here. Good to feel your energy. Welcome to the remix. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Hey, Ms. Blue, before you take the next call, I want to, for everybody who won't be able to get through, I want to give them on how they could check what energy they need to work on, what alphabet.
Okay.
So if they write the word wealth out, and all they have to do is take the chakra cards out of the Know Your Magic deck.
I love it. You work with that deck so much. I love
it. All the time. Yeah, I work with it so much. Yeah. And so start at the W being the base and the H to the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be six cards you're pulling out. And, you know, so you want to write the WS base and you want to, you know, continue to go down. Then you want to ask the question, which one of these energies I need to get in alignment with for my wealth to open up? And you flip the card and see what energy it tells you and go from there. So that's everybody that won't be able to get on. You'll still be able to do it for yourself. There's nobody like you pulling your own card.
That's right.
Beautiful. You with yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Bill. I'm Jasmine calling from Toronto.
Okay,
hey,
greetings
how you doing
to you,
Toronto.
Jasmine.
Hey, guys.
Started from the bottom and the top. Yeah, you were in the hall play something. All right. Your show tonight.
Damn it.
Funny. What we got?
Well, I know I already had my reading from you, Brother Bala, and I'm not sure
right,
if there's anything to add to that, but I guess I would like to hear if there's anything, and I definitely want to hear what Ms. Blue has to say.
Right. I'm gonna tell you what I picked up for is the energy on the wealth chart, which came up to looking at it more from one angle. You're getting locked into looking, you know, just like I say on the chessboard, you're not looking at it from more than one angle. Your analogy, you understand? Your whole analogy of it have to pretty much shift. And everything we did in the reading, check where your Uranus is and do the research on that house with Uranus. But the main thing I need you to do is step back and analyze more. Because you go head first like that pawn on the chessboard and you get knocked off sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just make sure you sit with it long enough so so everything can come together before you move.
Okay.
So that's what I'm picking up. Your analogy is not, you're not all the way in as far as how you're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so develop more than one angle.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, one of the things for you, we're going to talk about how you can tap into that hidden potential and your purpose. And a lot of it is coming from heart energy for you. This is not about heartbreak or heartache for you. But for you is that you don't have enough heart.
Okay.
You don't have enough heart. You understand? So it's kind of like, you know how somebody kind of punk you?
Okay.
And you don't have enough heart. You've got to be able to get what is inside of your heart and really trust that. Take it to the level of trusting what's in your heart. And the portal or that gateway that you need to open up more, because getting in your energy field, some things are opening up for you, and I can really, really begin to see that, some of your energetic fields is out there. But then others is very, very tight and close to your body.
Okay.
And it's particularly when it comes to the emotional, your aura field, where your emotions lie, that field is very tight. And that is how we project ourselves in this reality, and we see ourselves and reflect that energy. So here's what I want you to do. The next time before you answer a question, before you say anything, I need you to tap into that divine universal tone of om. You know how you say, you pause.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pause and get into your heart.
Okay.
Because what's happening is you don't have enough heart to say and do the shit that you need to do. And what's happening for you at this time, it's calling forth on your heart.
Yeah.
To bring that forward, not your mind. You're very good at working the intellect and your mind. And how you're going to shut that mind down is you got to get into the you have to get into that. That's going to be the tone. That's going to be the vibration and the frequency that you begin to meditate with. And even if you have to do it on an internal level, Mm-hmm. Someone asks you a question, or even if you have those negative thoughts that sometimes creep up in your mind, I want you to mm-hmm. own, and I want you to come from you what's really in your heart and carry okay. that vibration out into the ether.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to get some heart. You got to get some courage. You know? Mm-hmm. You got to do that. Watch The Wiz. And you'll learn about courage. You got to stop letting life punk you because you're getting punked mm-hmm. right now. The only difference yeah. is Ashton Kutcher is not going to run out and say you're being punked. Ain't nobody running out telling you this is a game. We punking you. You're getting punked mm-hmm. for real.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So think about the pause and get into the ohm. And that's what I want. Yeah. I want you to lift that vibration. I want you to go, and I want you to start going way above your seventh chakra. You're going to take that ohm, and you're going to imagine it going all the way up to, like, your 10th and 11th chakra. And that color is magenta. So if you need a color, the magenta color is what you're going to visualize. And I want you to pull that energy out of your heart center, and you can just drop into that space and ohm it all the way up into that frequency. All right?
Yeah.
And do me one last favor. Do me one last favor and trust me what Ms. Blue just told you.
Hmm.
Do me that last favor. Just trust what she told you and move off of that. It's not just words coming out of her mouth. Did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear all of it. Can you please repeat it?
Now, say, trust what Miss Blue just told you.
Yes.
Use that as a confirmation and a revelation to be enlightened, to move off of tapping into what you need to do. Trust that, please.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank you very much, brother and sister.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes. Much love to you, too. And call back and let us know how that goes. Peace and love to you.
I will. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We have about 16 minutes to go before we go on the after hours. My time flies. The secret alchemy of wealth. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, I'm the flyest one in the chat room, and my name's Odell. I'm calling from Miami.
Okay, Odell from Miami.
Hey, Odell. What you have for us, big brother?
Odell, you're the flyest one in the chat room.
Yep. And I listen to one from Facebook, Father yelling at the TV. But anyway, my birthday is February 14th, 1972, departed by Jesus being black.
Oh, okay, okay. That was you.
Yeah.
I love that.
You said 74, huh?
No, 72.
February 14th. Okay. Okay. See where you at on this chart. All right. All of your, I'm going to tell you what you know first. Okay?
Okay.
What you know for sure is how to discernment and balance. You know that shit. You know how to help people make profit. You like a counselor, like the concierge. You understand?
Mm.
People come to you for advice, right?
Yes.
You know the only problem with that? You don't follow that shit.
Yeah, you're right.
You're the only one don't follow it.
You're right.
You're the only one don't follow it. So that means you can't believe what you're telling them. So that's why you're lacking the willpower, because will came upon you. Lacking the willpower because you don't even move. Because in order to move, you got to have willpower. You don't even believe the shit you're preaching. It's like somebody come back and tell you what the advice you gave them that worked, and you say, man, where you got that from? Hey, you don't want to tell me this shit. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the main thing you're going to have to do, I'm going to tell you what's at your core, too. I'm going to tell you what's at your core and why you do your consultation, what you do. You just want to be appreciated.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's your favorite damn word. But on top of that shit,
you don't understand how valuable you are.
Okay.
You don't understand how valuable you are. You got to get that back online. That's the only thing blocking your will. Because when there's a will, there's a way. So the saying is, when you give your damn word to you go be somewhere and don't show up, and you think there was no way for me to make it, you're damn lying, because where there's a will, there's a damn way. And that shit's going to shut you down every time. So get, you know, so follow your own advice.
Okay.
Bragging some of that shit you preach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. For sure.
Beautiful. I love that. Let's talk about some of the hidden things that are going on that you can take all of these things, very powerful things that Brother Bilal just shared with you, and just begin to see where some of these blocks are. For you, here's one of your blocks. You don't like riding the cosmic wave. You don't like riding the wave. You want to know for sure. And when you don't know, it causes an unsettling in your energy. It causes a very, very much unsettling within your energy. Now, you were born on February 14th, and, you know, I don't care how conscious you are, for a sister to have a baby on a day that was dedicated for love is a beautiful thing, is a beautiful thing, and you are definitely a love child. You are really a love child, and a lot of that energy you kind of put out there. We won't go into that saga. We don't have enough time. But one of the things I want to tell you is that you have to learn how to ride your waves. And what's important about understanding about riding the waves, and I'm going to tell you because of the cycle that you're in right now, is know that we create our waves. It's just like if you were to get into the bathtub and splash, and how that water is rippling itself back and forth, you cause those waves. So the ups and downs that you're experiencing right now is the ripple effect of things that you caused. And you got to know that. You got to know that on an internal level and really begin to embrace that and understand it. Because the cycle that you're in right now, it's a time, playtime is over for you. Playtime is over, and you have felt that coming into this year, that it is really time for you to get back to work. But one of the things that you got to do in getting back to work, and I want you to begin to think of yourself really in the Osiris energy, because our ancestors used Osiris, especially when it came to our plants and harvest time and really our agriculture. You got to do some weeding. It's a whole lot of shit in your life you got to stop doing like yesterday.
Okay.
And here's something else I'm going to tell you. You hear that beep, that smoke detector going off in the back?
Mm-hmm.
That's a warning. It's telling you it's about to be a fire. You know how Alicia Keys sings, "This girl is on fire"? Your ass is about to be on fire. If you don't start letting some people go, if you don't start weeding out some of these bad habits and shit that you're doing in your life, that alarm is going to turn into sound the alarm.
Mm.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So that's what this blue got to say.
Hey, thank you very much, Miss Blue. Thank you very much, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal.
Yes, no doubt, brother.
That's what you want to do. Make sure you change the battery up there. Get rid of that bad stuff in your life. You've been saying you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. It's time to get rid of it. It's time to change those things. It's time for you to recognize the waves that you're riding are ripples that you've caused. And if you want to get some smooth water, you got to make
it. Do we have a wealth of love around them?
Does he have what now?
The wealth of love, he put all his wealth in love.
His wealth is rooted in love.
Okay.
He know that. He know. His wealth is in this.
Yeah, man.
They don't call him the flyest more for nothing.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So make sure you come back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Ah, beautiful brother, beautiful brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Wealth is wealth now. Wealth is wealth.
Yeah. Wealth is wealth. And we
no matter where it's at.
That's right, in many different ways. I don't know. I guess I can't say mouth closed, legs open to brothers. I got to find a saying for the brothers. Well, anyway, we have 8 minutes left to go. 6466. This is 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so we can get to you. We're going to be going in the after hours. So, hey, you guys out there, if you guys are not going to be riding with us, me and Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience, and also from the Kim Business Class, which, by the way, we'll be sending some more of those notifications out. Here this weekend, it's going down, and I'm so excited about Miss Kim Business Class. Get yourself over there. If you have some questions you want to ask the Brother Bilal, you can go over to Facebook. You can go to the Remix Radio page, and you can connect there. I see you guys out there, Kali, talking about, ooh, the share is the bomb. Yes, it is. We always have an amazing time when Brother Bilal is on. And you guys, you can reach him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Keep those questions coming. Keep those responses going. We want to know where did you start from, and do that. And if you have questions for Brother Bilal, you can post them over there as well, too. So we're going to keep going. The rest of you, don't forget to download. And we'll see you back here Sunday night. You know how we do, remix style, everyone. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Let's see here. Calling in. Oh, gosh, I lost my places. So many of you. Let's see. Calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
You said 510?
I certainly did. Who's on the line, please?
This is Darren from Elmsford, New York.
It's Darren?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
What's up, big brother?
Darren.
How you doing?
Excellent, excellent.
Wonderful.
Give me that bird date. Yes, indeed.
You know, yeah, I'm joining y'all a little bit late, but the birth date is 10/14/72.
10/14/72. What's been going on with you? What you got for us?
Oh boy,
what's pressing? What's good, huh?
We don't have that much time. What's
pressing? Oh, is there that much pressing? Or give us the main thing pressing.
Yeah, he got a lot of things pressing.
I was gonna say she.
Oh, okay.
She knows.
We got a lot of things pressing.
But I'll say the thing. What am I concerned about? I think from the career aspect. So from work, I think that's most pressing for me right now.
Okay. From the career. Yeah, you know what, though? See, this is what you need to think about. Your life is not lived in separate stages, even though it's one with many different expressions.
True. Okay.
You understand? So all the drama you're going through right now, it starts to leap and spills over into everything else you're doing.
Yeah.
I see a lot of your wealth in the love department also.
I'm sorry, what department?
In the love department, all your wealth you've invested into your heart and your love. You understand?
That's true.
This is what then happened. You like a cold strategist. You off the chain. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But guess who lost?
Yeah.
You beat your own damn self. You won. You checkmated your own self.
I did. I absolutely did on that one.
You so good. You checkmated your own self.
Yeah, how you play yourself out of game.
Yeah, because you were playing the game. Nobody else is playing games. You know what I'm saying? You play the game. See, because that's why you got to get defeated. Anytime you're competing, you're going to get defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no competition for somebody that's being real.
I was going to say, as opposed to cooperation and straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you ain't cooperating. You're trying to beat the person at their game. And you beat yourself. You're so good if you box it. You were so good you done boxed your own self out with your own goddamn shit. So you play some chess.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but I don't know who. Somebody done took your heart, though. I tell you that.
She got it. That's all right.
Well, I'll say this, very powerful, and we have like 3 minutes left to go in 3 minutes left to go before we actually get to the after hour. And I can understand when you say it's not enough time to really kind of get into everything. But one of the things I'll tell you this, we're going to talk about where, I'll tell you now where these things are hidden at, what's sort of kind of blocking you. And Brother Bilal really kind of exposed it. It is in your heart, and it does come from you playing games. But really, this is about you holding on to all of these negative memories because that's what's making you act out. So let me ask you, did they fire you yet from the job?
Nah, but I'm waiting on that. I can't even say I'm waiting on it. I'm anticipating it, but I'm attempting to circumvent.
Yeah, they gonna let you go, player. Now things can change in the universe, but I promise you, the first thing I've seen coming up is that they gonna let you go.
True.
They gonna let you go. Here's one of the things, though, I want you to know, because you can learn a lot from this. Like Brother Bilal said, it's nothing worse. If you can think of this as being a young kid coming outside playing basketball or maybe for you football, and nobody wants to play with you, you're playing a game that nobody's playing with you, but you ain't figured out that they ain't getting ready to walk on the field. Ain't nobody coming over there because they don't want to play that. And so the thing that I tell you is that you got to stop playing games. This is even how that whole thing, and it's interesting that you would use the word circumvent, because that's what exactly happened to you in the relationship. But twice.
I don't know about twice. Twice, you know, we'd have to talk about that one, because I wouldn't know where to...
It's happened to you before. Now, you may not admit it because, you know, like Beyonce say, you got a big ego. You ain't going to admit it, but it's happened to you before.
In all honesty, I don't know who to associate it with.
And that's fine, because you've been playing this game so long, you don't even realize you're playing.
Let me just sit down.
You don't even realize you're playing the game. Real to you. You looking around like, what the fuck? This is real. This ain't a game. You know? And it kind of remind me of how Jamie Foxx talked about LL Cool J. How LL came out for the movie and was licking his lips and looking mean and hitting people for real. And he was like, wait a minute, player. We acted. This ain't real, you see. So you need to stop playing games, because that circumventing that you're talking about is showing up, like Brother Bilal said, in many different areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you playing the game over here, but that shit is hitting you in your heart over here.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. Yeah.
So there's many different levels of deception, and I would term what you're good at deceiving. You master deception.
For deceiving, that's even worse.
You've mastered it, and only because it was shown to you. But you're a master at deception. So the game is over for you. The cycle that you're in at this time that you're coming up is really, really, really about getting back to work. Interesting enough, just like the brother who left, y'all are in the same cycle.
Yeah, actually, I was taking notes from his reading because I knew that was associated with
me. I knew that was your energy. That's right. Yeah. It's time for you to do some reading, but your reading is coming from the fact of not weeding people out of your life, but weeding the bullshit out of you. But that's going to require you to do some mirror work, because you've been playing the game so long, you don't realize it's a damn game. And I'm just going to use Jamie Foxx's words. You an actor. You ain't supposed to be doing anything real.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. So really getting back to work and really, really taking inventory and taking a look, getting into the details of your life and looking at them for real. Not from the standpoint of deception, but for real. So I know a lot of people take that saying, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not for you. You've done that too long. So now you got to make it for real. It's that time for you. And you can do it. You can do it. You know, you're just going to have to really use a lot of self-discipline and really just be constructive this time. But it's really, I can't tell you how important this is for you to solve the problems this year.
Well, I figured that out. And then plus I knew I needed to call in too. And I was sitting there saying, okay, Miss Blue, you need to pick this number next. And you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. So, yeah, I needed to hear all of that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course you did. Yeah. Yeah, you did. And I want you to really not act with me here.
Yeah. Do the
not
verse.
Play the
no.
game.
No.
Recognize.
No.
Recognize
yeah.
that number got picked for two reasons. Like you said, one, you called in. And two, it was exchange for you to hear that and for that
right.
to just get out there for everyone. So you can do it. You can do it. Don't worry about the job. I would say it's a good time for you to just recognize that you're in the stage where you can actually turn everything into opportunity. But you got to get out the game.
Yeah.
You got to get out the game. And that's how it's going to happen for you. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, do some feng shui.
I'm sorry.
Middle.
I didn't catch that last part. You said, by the way, do...
some feng shui, clean your place.
Get
rid of some of that clutter. Do some feng shui.
I was doing that earlier, but I stopped to go to the gym, and I'm coming back to it. So,
you don't need to work on that body. That body is fine. And in a minute, you'll have plenty enough time to go to the gym when you want to. So, No. You'll have time to go to the gym and do other things. That's going to take you to the next level. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. It's all good stuff. I can feel it. But I got to get through it.
You will. You're going to make it through it. You will. Mm-hmm. Everything is working in your favor. You got to know that. That's a Brother Bilal saying. I'll quote him. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love, Brother Bilal. Thank you, Miss Blue.
Yes,
always
indeed.
A pleasure.
All right.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Brother Bilal.
Peace and greetings.
Oh, peace and greetings. This is Dakita calling in from Connecticut.
Okay.
What do you have for me?
Okay, my birth date is 7/9/81. And my question is, no matter how many times I think that I'm on the right path, it's like I'm still stuck, just like that song earlier. I'm starting on the bottom. And now I'm here. Then I go back to the bottom. So I just want to know. For me.
Okay, let me see. 81. Okay. You all of your value is going to your lower self, your lower thinking. If you could learn how to do some sex magic, you might have been a billionaire by now.
I know that.
not a billionaire.
All right. Yeah. But and this was happening. The energy that was pulled was in your trust. I mean, you no longer trust in anything no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're in a very vulnerable area. Be honest with you. You really need to stop. You need to stop giving your word. You need to shut down. Don't say nothing. Don't commit another goddamn thing till you finish what's on your plate already. You don't finish shit, and it's getting ready to shut you down. And you could trust that.
Okay.
You can trust that. No, I'm telling you what it is. You're going into that cycle where you have to put your trust up right now. But you have to stop overcommitting, and because you do not keep your word, you got to keep your word and finish what you say you're going to do. Because
okay.
All of your energy is going into, you know, just the lower self.
Okay. I felt that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop,
mm-hmm.
So I understand.
That's why they call it low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's with the reproductive system. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
low self-esteem.
Okay.
That's what I see for you.
Yeah. Wow. Here's one of the things that I find to be quite interesting. And Sister Manya and myself, we see this a lot in the sessions and with the readings, like there'll be a particular theme that's going on for the week. But the last three callers who called in, that all of you guys are in the same cycle, all three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Different birth dates, but all of you have the exact same energy. This is the part of what I do in the sacred sessions. One of the things we do, we have individual cycles that we move ourselves within, and we also have universal cycles, which is based upon the time that we came to the planet, and universal energy. All of you guys have been in the same cycle. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I find that shit so damn interesting. That is just some interesting shit. I just think it's some good stuff. But
and that, I think that's good for everybody to be able to witness it also, though. That's a powerful thing.
It really
it's not made
is.
Up.
It really is. So here's the thing that I want to tell you that is blocking you. You said you feel like you're kind of going, you're starting from the bottom, you make it to the top, and you come back to the bottom. For you, this is all about perception, because you're not at the bottom. You've been at the bottom, but you ain't at the bottom. Now, Miss Blue, I don't like to use a lot of derogatory terms, but there is a saying, and by no stretch means of the imagination, I don't want no emails. I don't want y'all hitting me up on Facebook. I don't want y'all saying, I can't believe Ms. Blue said that. I don't want to hear none of that. None of it. So let me put the disclaimer out there first. But what you're feeling is that it doesn't feel good to be the bottom bitch.
No, it don't.
And that's what you're feeling. That's a perception. You understand what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
is the perception. You're feeling like that because you feel like you gave all of this. But I'm going to tell you why you're giving all of this. You're giving all of this because you think you're going to get knowledge back.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because you think you're going to get knowledge. Okay, so here's the thing. No more of that, okay? No more BBs. We don't need no more BBs in the world. No more BBs. And one of the things I want you to know that there is something that is built into each and every single one of us, and particular in this time of 2013, there's absolutely no reason that you cannot tap in to your own divine wisdom. Stop letting brothers pimp your ass for knowledge. Stop looking for a teacher. Stop looking for a preacher. Stop looking for a candlestick maker. Stop looking for all of that.
What you saying, Ms. Blue?
stop looking for it. You know, there used to be a song that was called What You Looking At? You know, and I didn't really get the song when it came out, but it just popped in my head. It just popped in my head. What you're looking at. You're looking for this stuff. Stop it.
Uh-huh.
Start going from that wisdom from within. You've got to learn how to tap into your feminine energy. And here's the thing I want to tell you. You're a beautiful sister, but your energy is so fucking masculine.
Yeah, it is.
I can't help it. But
you,
let me tell you why it's so masculine. Because masculine energy is all about doing and going out and doing all of that. You don't know how to receive for real.
I don't.
Okay? So unless you want to put a strap on, you need to keep fire free. That's how real talk. I mean, but if you want to put a strap on, that's you, but I'm just saying.
No.
If that's not what you're trying to do, then you've got to learn how to receive. But here, and I'm being, you know, kind of playful here, but I want you to really get what I'm saying.
You need
to start doing some weeding, like I said, with the other brothers. I'm going to tell you something. When I was divorced, when I went through my divorce, one of the things that I challenged myself with is to learn how to be okay with just fucking me.
Mm-hmm.
Not forever. I don't think that's a state of being for anybody. Don't get it twisted. But I learned how to be okay with me. See, what you're telling everyone is that you ain't okay with you.
That's true. That is true.
So you want to know why you keep going from the bottom to the top? Because you're not paying attention to the signs. They're there. You have to start doing weeding, but this weeding has to come from within, on the inside. That's where you got to weed some of this shit out of you. And you have to learn how to be productive. Give yourself a purpose and stop searching. Stop looking to these brothers. Look into somebody to always teach you some shit. At this point, you've been on earth long enough. Share some shit you know. What do you know for sure? You don't challenge yourself with that. Because I promise you, it's a whole lot of brothers and even sisters out here. Oh, you want a savior? Oh, they walk around with a savior badge on all day, every day. And so what's happening is they scooping your ass up only for you to find out. Yes? Captain Safeho. That's what it is.
Oh my God. And I'll be the one telling people don't be doing that. Oh my God.
and just for the record, Esther put that in the chat room.
So, thank you, whoever put that out there. It's true.
Yeah. So you don't have to do that. It's time for you to begin to tap into that energy. And like I said, it's too many damn tools out there. I have the audio workbook, the readings that I do, the readings that Brother Bilal do.
I'll be linking up with y'all.
The Kim deck is there for you.
Yeah.
Start investing in who's supposed to be the most important person in your life, and that is your ass. And that ain't been the most important person to you. You ready to die for everything and every damn body but yourself.
That's so true. Last night I was on that trip. I thought I was going to die. And I'm there like, well, what am I afraid of? And here it is. Okay.
You wasn't going to die last night.
No, I
love it.
Yep.
Stop it. Your ass was not going to die last night. Stop it. All you're doing, stop putting out that energy because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, please.
Captain Save-A-Ho is coming to help you. About to die.
Oh,
I see the brothers right now. They putting on their caps. They looking for you. All right. You know, future thing about turning on the lights because he's looking for you. All right.
All right.
Well, there you go. That's what I have for you. So begin to work with that. You can go get your rose quartz crystal if you don't already have one and start to, you know, make yourself number one. That's what you need to do. You want to know how you can stop going from the bottom to the top, because people can only treat you how you show them how you want to be treated. And we do that through our aura. And mm-hmm. your aura is sending out, please, make me your BB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to change that.
Yes, I do.
Right. Yeah, laugh about it, because you can change it. And so, right. you know, just start to take inventory and really start to get things in order. This is really the cycle. I cannot tell you more than anything, because what's going to come on your ass quicker than anything is you about to wind up in the cycle of change. So you better get it right this time.
All right, Ms. Blue. Thank you, Brother Bilal.
All
yes,
right.
Indeed.
Well, love to you.
Peace and love.
Look at all them captains in the chat room. All them captains out there throwing their hats up. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
786? Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings.
All right. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you all doing this evening?
We
good,
doing all
good,
right?
Good.
Are you calling in for a reading?
Yes, I'm calling in for a reading. My birthday is 11/16/48.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Etana.
Okay. All right, Etana. Mm. Since you said 48, I'm a I'm a back down a little bit.
See where we at. See where we at. Oh, could we say thankaholic? Your thinking, boy, your thinking and your memory is off the chain. You don't forget anything, and your thinking has really, your level of thinking is really getting ready to shut you down, because you're overthinking everything. It's right back to the same energy. I told you everybody pretty much had that trust issue.
Mm.
Like it's not in sync at all. And another thing, too, you have to, what's been going on, you don't finish anything. You're not a good finisher. You start up good. You know, it's like breaking out running, like you're racing somebody, and then you just burn out and crash.
That's true.
You understand? So, you have to complete. You're not going to get around not completing. All right? You have a strong vibration with building. You have a lot of great ideas. There's a lot of good things you bring to the table, but you're going to have to trust somebody in partnership. You never trusted and had that partnership with a finisher. Don't get me wrong when I say this, but some of us are not built to finish because we're supposed to go start on the next project while the other person finishes. See, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you can't do it, but it's best that you keep your creativity going with going to start new projects, but it's also working with somebody that you trust. All right? But very, very strong energy.
Mm-hmm.
You work on that patience, too. All right?
Yeah. Let me tell you where this is hidden for you. And I kind of love this energy because you're an emotional chick. You are so damn emotional. I just heard that song, whoa, whoa, feeling. I heard that song. I'm emotional, too, so Miss Blue. So I'm talking to myself here, but you are an emotional chick. I mean, damn, your emotions run deep. You are very, very emotional, and you can use this. When your emotions is in a good place and you're really feeling it and you're tapping into that energy, it is a beautiful thing for you. But once somebody rocked the boat, you're going to tip that boat over. Oh, you're going to tip it over. You definitely is going to tip it over. One of the things I want to tell you is right now that's a lot what's going on. Things are pulling on your emotion. It's pulling on you. So the first thing I want you to be able to do is to take some baths. In my sacred session, one of the things, I give out a bath elixir where you can take a bath, and I tell you to do it for an 82-hour period, which is over a course of 3 days straight, because 3 days straight in a row, what this is going to do is help to stabilize your emotions. You know, our body is built up of all emotions. And the part of our body, and Brother Bilal was speaking to you about this, that sucks up all of the liquid in us when it comes to the water. I said emotion, but the water which flows in the emotions is our head. And right now what's happening is you got all this thought going on, but you're dehydrated. You're dehydrated. Physically, you're dehydrated. And also, you're dehydrated even in how you're processing things when it comes to your emotion. Because what you've been doing is you've been suppressing them. And when you suppress your emotions, it causes depression. And this is the state that you're in right now. You're depressed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're depressed. I know that's a big thing to admit right here on the air, but this is really going to help you to see. You've got to come out of that because guess what? The cycle that you're in, and this is on a universal level, we can always overcome these things, you know, when you know what you're up against. And this energy, it's hidden at your door. It's knocking at your door. Responsibility. That it's calling you to be responsible for all of these things in your life. And there's going to be other situations that's going to be coming up that's going to require you to be more responsible. Here's one of the principles and one of the things that we teach in the Kim Business class, me and Brother Bilal, that the key to responsibility, it's not even about what is coming at you, but how you respond. And this is what's happening. You're not responding. So even when it comes to bills, when it comes to people asking you things that you don't want to talk about, that you don't want to deal with, situations going on with your body, your sacred space, you are not responding. And you have to respond, just like right now. There's a low in the conversation. My daddy used to say, what do you do when you hear the low in the conversation? That means you respond. And your response mechanism is off because you're dehydrated. You're dehydrated because you're too emotional to suppress your damn emotions. So you have to let it flow. You have to let it out. You have to let these emotions out. You got to let them flow. You got to let it go. So I want you to get in the bathtub. I want you to put on a little bit of Marvin Gaye, you know, and, you know, mix it up with maybe a little bit of Drake. Started from the bottom, now we're here. You know, some of that. Light some candles. Put some scents in the air. I want you to work with peppermint. Peppermint helps to clear your thoughts. And then I want you to relax and just allow the energy to flow through your body. So that's what's going on. You're suppressing these emotions and you're not responding. And you have to respond.
Okay. I appreciate all your help and your information. Ms. Blue and Brother Bilal. Yes. I appreciate both of your information, and I thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And go get some sunlight. Sunlight. I want you to put on some music. You need to dance. You need to move your body. You need to get up so you can get out of your head. That's the only way you're going to get out of it. And drink plenty of water. Just drink the water. Know it's just nourishing you. It's helping everything to just flow through you.
Hmm. Miss Blue, so you still have your dump it ASAP?
I sure do. And then that's right. There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. A chick after my own heart. Go over there and dump all. Want to get out? Dump it. Take a big dump.
I had tried to get on yesterday, but I couldn't.
You couldn't get on? Did you go to? Let me give you the call letters here. You're gonna go to www.dumpitasap.com. Dump it.
Okay, I forgot the it.
Oh, you forgot the it. You got the dump it. You know, like you get in and out. You got to dump it ASAP. So, go over to Dump It. That's always a beautiful place. Go over there and just, click the button and just get the dump it. Just dump it. Just get it all out.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Peace and love to you. And, yes, someone is mentioning something, and I want to tell you this, but it is really, really an excellent thing to do as far as peppermint. Actually, it has peppermint and eucalyptus in it. It's peppermint and eucalyptus oil by Queen Afua. Mm-hmm. Of course, you guys know, that's one of, my teachers there and certified through her holistic woman program, holistic practitioner through there. It's called the Breath of Life, and that is excellent. Yes. Someone is saying that they tried it when I told them to go get that, and that has really just helped open them up. So you want to do that. You definitely want to do that. Go over to queenafua.com, and the Breath of Life, you can get that, and it is excellent for you to get. In the meantime, pop a peppermint and keep it moving because you need to get that energy in you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah. Peace and love to you.
Yes.
All right.
Ms. Blue, if we could, before we move on, Give me your idea of that defeat. Because I hear a lot of, people feeling like they've been defeated. You know what I'm saying? What is your take on that?
Well, one of the things when it comes to defeat, it really is an illusion. Defeat is an illusion. Because in order for you to even be in the mindset where you feel defeated, you had to be in some sort of battle. And so the honest question there, or the impeccable question is, then you have to ask yourself, what the hell was I fighting?
Right.
You understand? Because you can't get defeated unless you was in some sort of battle.
Right.
And if you go that further, you're going to recognize that the battle that you had going on is definitely rooted in competition.
Yes.
On some levels. And oddly enough, this is a lot that is going on in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Competition,
I hear it.
And so that, when you look at that, it ultimately is going to always take you back to yourself. It's tied to the emotions that you have suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing a lot of that tonight, and a lot of that energy, even, pretty much this week, I've been hearing it even the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And just that competition, I wanted to hear it.
The competition, My thing is, I don't believe in competition, and this isn't a new thing that I started. I don't believe in competition. Mm-hmm. I either believe that I can learn from you or I can help you. That's it. There's no competition. Absolutely none. I think it's ludicrous. The only thing that you're fighting is an internal battle. You know, that's where the opponent shows up.
Well, as soon as you get into competition, you just lost anyway.
Yes, you lost.
Yeah, so, yeah.
By default.
Yeah.
Which is
right.
Cheat.
Yes, yes, yes.
You lost
yes,
by
thank
default.
You for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and
you
I think
that.
This is a really great time. I want to kind of mention this here. I don't know how much time we have left, you guys. But up on mm-hmm. Facebook, I had did a post earlier this week, and I talked to you about it, Brother Bilal, about Golden
okay.
Week. And Golden Week is something that is actually celebrated in Japan and in China, and it's celebrated all around the world. And Golden Week, it comes at different times, but Golden Week just ended on the 28th. And it's a beautiful concept. It's not an ancient tradition or anything like that. It's something that started out that was fairly new. So what the leaders decided is that Golden Week is the time that they looked at sales over year after year, and they seen that sales were at its highest. All of the sales were at its highest. And so they decided to give this time off to their employees. They decided that this would be the time that they would give a week off to their employees so they can go visit family and friends that maybe lived outside of the country, other parts of the world, or they could take this opportunity to just kind of engage themselves and just relax. It was a great time for them to just use that time to get away. So the post I put up on Facebook was Golden Week. Are you here? And a lot of people said, yes, Ms. Blue, I want to get in. That sounds like great, a great wish we did this in America. And then I put it at the bottom. I said, you know, but many people that live in Japan and live in China don't want to celebrate Golden Week. And I asked the question, or I posed the question to the magic makers, why not? Why wouldn't you want to celebrate that? Well, here are some facts about Golden Week, some occult facts about Golden Week. Is that Golden Week, they found in China and Japan, has the highest time of year of suicides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine that. This is the time that you get to spend like 5 days straight. It is the longest vacation time that anybody takes in Japan or China. You get it off. In most cases, the employer will even tack on the weekend. So you can have the weekend, but they have the highest rate of suicide.
Whoa.
During
right.
Golden Week. So a lot of them in Japan and China, they don't want to celebrate Golden Week. And so I asked the question, why? One of the reasons that some of you said is maybe because they don't want to be with their families. Because it's time for you to go back to your family. See, it's nobody to keep you 100, but the people who grew up with you. Going back to your home, started from the bottom. Oh, your
That's
family,
right.
your brothers and your
right.
sisters, your mamas and your daddy, they know your ass,
yeah.
your aunties, your cousins. They know your ass like nobody else. See, you can't bullshit them.
That's right.
The whole world may think you're the greatest in the world. But when
right.
it comes around their energy, oh, they can see through all the little foggy glasses. Your sister and your brother can read your ass better than any reader on this planet. And they know
That's right.
what truly is going on with you because a big part of it is going on with their ass, too. That's just the honest truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's a part of the reason. The other
right.
part of the reason. Reading. The other part of it is that Golden Week is a time that you stop focusing on things outside of yourself.
Right.
And you have to look at you.
Hmm.
And in a culture, Japan and China, that is so heavily driven. And we're talking about
right.
modern Japan, modern China, which is becoming more like the modern U.S. We're driven
right.
and moved by so much shit outside. It's real easy, as we were sharing with the brother earlier, to be acting
and not know you asking.
right.
You understand? You can keep acting. You could go to work. Some people act every damn day they go to work. They put on a smiley face, and they in that place, and it's all kind of hell breaking loose.
Mm-hmm.
You acting.
Right.
You're just doing all of this. But when you have to retreat back to your sacred space, and I'll say this time and time again, when you cross that threshold called your doorway and you step on the other side into the real altar, you get to see that true reflection of what
right.
the hell is really going on. And so many people did not like that reflection. And this is why they don't want to celebrate Golden Week. So we're in a time where really things, I just want to finish this thought. It's calling you to go within for real. So as the saying say, come back to Jamaica, what's old is new. That's what it is. By the Wayne Chandler's book, Ancient Future, we're kind of going back to these ancient principles and things that our
right.
ancestors left for us. You have to start working from within. It's no longer going to work from the outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, so is it safe to say that a lot of people use the material and the trinkets just as a distraction and illusion for you not to, you know, see the real me?
Yes. Now, that can be twofold, because I really love beautiful things. In fact, tonight I was sharing some of my favorite beautiful things with the Sister Esther and Sister Munya as well, some of my favorite things. The difference is, like you were talking about earlier, to be inspired.
Yes.
See, there's a difference from me sitting here saying, I'm holding and I have this cup of tea, and I can know that I was inspired to get this.
Right.
It was something
right.
in me that just said, gosh, you know what? I'm inspired to get this. As
right.
opposed to me saying, oh, Jenny up the street got 4 cups of teas, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get 5, and I'm going to make my cup bigger, and then I'm going to show Jenny, hey, I know you got that little cup of tea, but come over
right.
here and look at my very beautiful, covered in gold with the crystal sparkles and sprinkles cup of tea. Isn't it the greatest thing in the world? Here's a lesson I learned from a friend of mine who's a real estate tycoon, and she taught me this lesson just of how she does real estate. One of the things about when we start to look at things in the physical reality and we start to look at property and we start to look at value, and those of you who have gone through the process, like I own my home and I know you have as well, and you've been in that market too, and you get to learn things that people don't know rent. If you're a
mm-hmm.
renter, if you in somebody else's shit, which ain't nothing wrong with that for the moment, but if you don't
right.
physically own it, you don't. It's a whole nother world that they don't tell you about.
Right.
And one of the things when I was having my home built that my friend helped me to understand, and she explained this to me, and it was a little twisted when I seen it because I didn't know that before I owned my home, is that you can have a house and you can put all this stuff in there. See, this is where
mm-hmm.
true inspiration comes from. Let's say you decide you want to put a crystal chandelier, you want to get marble floors, hardwood floors, you want to do this, you want to put a chandelier, you want to knock that wall down, you want to do this, you can do all of that. When the appraiser comes in to value your home,
right?
That appraiser is going to let
yes.
you know that there's a couple of criteria that we evaluate your home on. And that was your choice to put 14-karat gold in your bathroom on your faucet.
Right.
You wanted that. You wanted the Prego
hardwood floors, and you wanted marble at your doorway. But that has right. nothing to do with the overall value of
value.
Your home.
Right.
Exactly. That's superficial, and you're not going to get any more money back on that. None. So when you're doing it, my friend said, here's the advice I can give you, Blue. Put in your home what you want. Not based on
yes.
what you think you're going to get from somebody else if you sell it later. And a lot of people make that mistake. Oh, I'm going to put all this stuff in my house because if I ever sell it, I'm going to make a, I'm going to get a lot of money out of here. See, that's not inspiration.
Right.
That's ambition.
That's hustling. Right.
That's the hustle in it. Yeah.
Right.
You're not going to get that back. You're not going to get none
right.
of that back. None of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be gaudy stuff. I don't even want you to think it's gaudy stuff. It could be specific taste, how people like to paint their rooms all these different colors. Here's an FYI. When you get ready to sell that home, if the bank still owns it, the bank's going to tell you, you better paint them walls back a neutral color.
Yep.
Oh,
right.
no, 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 no. Because that's taking away from the value.
Yeah.
See,
right.
Your uniqueness is only worth millions to you.
To you, right, right.
Because I got my own uniqueness.
Oh.
And that's worth a million to me.
Oh, man.
So you
yes.
actually generate that revenue, that wealth for yourself.
Yes.
No one else can do it for you. And real estate
right.
was the avenue that really helped me to see that on all levels. I have a neighbor right now that done put an in-ground pool in. They did all of this stuff, and it wasn't even because they wanted it. They did it because they said, "Ooh, when we sell our house, we're going to get a lot of money." And no, you're not.
right, right, right.
So yeah,
just the opposite.
Yeah, just the opposite. Yeah, great question.
Oh,
though.
Man, yes, yes. Yeah, I just think people need to hear that, you know?
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm.
Well, we're going to keep going, you guys. I think we have some more time, and we see lots of you on the phone lines. And remember, if you're interested in contacting Brother Bilal, you can contact him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Do you have any questions? Download the show, and you can see all the comments there. If you like the show, I want you to go over to the Remix Radio page and like it there and leave a comment if you love it, and leave a comment on Facebook, on iTunes, on everywhere. And so we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 786. It looks like we have another call from area code 786. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we're going to come back to 786. It looks like they're moving out over there. So we're going to come on. We're going to come on back. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 916? Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the next caller. Hopefully it's not on my end. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yes.
Hi. Janae,
how you doing?
Clark from, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good, good. Okay.
What's your name?
Janae.
Okay, greetings, Janae.
Okay. Need that birth date?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's August 8th, 1981.
August 8th?
Uh-huh. 8-8-81.
19. Okay. And what's going on with you? What we have?
Well, I've been struggling with a project that I've had for over maybe like 10 years or so. And I was wondering if I should continue to pursue it or should I just go on another path.
I tell you, the main thing need to happen First of all, you are very valuable, okay? And you keep stressing yourself on what you're not doing. With the card I pulled, what I saw was it's in your heart, okay? Yeah, if your heart is not in it, it's not going to work.
Okay.
You have a real issue following your heart. And that's why things are not lining up. Okay? You see that whole value thing? The whole thing about value. You have to put the value back into yourself. It's not going to be no thing, no prop. You got to put the value back in yourself. Okay? And so it's just even like the call that called earlier, you're thinking with your lower self too much. You're compromising with your lower self. You have to elevate and go to your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do I do that?
Well, you have to stop first. You don't want to surrender. You have to really surrender and reevaluate where you are. You have to stop right now and reevaluate and look for where you are. You don't even know where you are. I know you don't. You have to figure out where you are on this track. You are lost right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like on the yellow brick road, you're lost. And you are damn near like a counselor in a good ear for everybody else to talk to, but you don't have no goddamn body to talk to. So, you know, we have to put this back in place now. What you got?
Yeah. One of the things that I want to say to you is that how do you struggle with something for 10 years? I mean, is that even possible? And feel like you haven't been successful? 10? That's a whole decade.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me for a whole decade you did something and you don't feel like you've done it?
No.
Because of your expectations. And your expectations is lined up with someone else's will.
Mm-hmm.
You are comparing yourself to someone else's wealth.
Oh.
So it's never going to line up for you. And as a result, you've been clouded in even how to move with this. Because you're trying to do what they did and trying to get their results, but you're not them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Because right now there is a struggle, and the struggle is coming between your intellect and your spirit. Your psychology and your philosophy is not lining up. That means what you say out your mouth and what you believe in your heart ain't what your ass is doing.
Right.
Yeah. And the cycle that you're in, you guys are really kind of lining your energy up again. It's really about you to get back to work for real.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start knowing what's in your heart. And, again, I'll refer you like the brother who was acting so much, playing games. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been pretending so long that you don't know what's real and what's not. And I'm not talking about real according to the world standards. I'm talking about according to yours. Now, yes, there is a mindset. Do you know what the greatest sin is? What is the greatest sin? If we could talk about sins here, because I think your spirit is telling me you'll be able to understand this. Do you know what the greatest sin is?
No.
The greatest sin is thinking that there's something wrong with you. that you got to fix some shit with you. That's the greatest thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, stop acting, stop trying to be somebody else, and get into being you. Get into knowing you. Go back and look over the last 10 years and ask yourself what part of that was truly, authentically you. You're not going to struggle at your purpose in this life. Two things for sure. One, you're always working on your purpose. Now, whether or not you can tap into that energy, that's a whole nother ballgame.
Okay.
So you're not on the wrong path. You're just taking the long ass way around.
let me ask you a question, Miss Boo.
Yeah.
It's almost like a repeated caller calling over and over. Okay.
Yes.
And look, I'm looking. This is what I want to ask you. I want to see if you pick this up. All right. And I'm looking at everything. How much of this is dealing with the intent from the beginning? Is this some like affliction going on that you think you're going to get over and you just fall in your face?
I think it's kind of the story of the road to hell was paved with good intentions.
Okay.
What happens is we get to looking outside of ourselves and we confuse ambition with inspiration.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
And so we see someone else and we think they're doing this and we get into the feeling that they must have while doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not really
right.
asking ourselves the question, is this really what I want to do? Or was this somebody else's dream that I got caught up in because I didn't have a dream of my own?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is always why I think that poem by Langston Hughes is so powerful. As a child, I had to recite it about a raisin in the sun. What happens to a raisin in the sun? And if we can begin to take this and look at it on a spiritual level, the sun being light. See, because one thing, and the sister on the call can really kind of speak to this, is you're getting the light from what you're doing, correct?
Yes, I am.
And other people they're blowing up because they in the light. You flying up like a raisin in a sun. Because you forgot your dream. So you have to go back and really ask yourself, what am I really doing this for? It's a question that I challenge myself with from time to time, too, particularly when it comes to the remix. And I tell this story, and I stand true, and Brother Panic has bear witness to this. I have never been about the numbers. That ain't the reason I do the remix. I don't get paid to do it. Ain't nobody making me do it. Do I love doing it? Of course I do. But this ain't why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it for that. You understand? And if I can stay true to my agenda, then I don't have to worry about all the sidelines. You see? But if I got caught up in somebody else's dream, then I have lost sight. I'm in the light, but I'm going to be like that raisin in the sun and just start drying up and drying up and drying up and drying up. And sometimes we have to go back to the root cause. And I actually pulled the card from the Kim deck, and that's what came up, the base chakra, card number 38. It's gateway energy. Get back to honoring yourself and grounding yourself and what you first started doing it for. What was the thing that made you jump up? And then ask yourself the honest question. Was this inspiration or ambition? What is it? If it's inspiration, then go back to your original dream, because your dream will never lead you wrong. Never.
Right.
All right?
Right. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you
for calling.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well,
good.
Brother Bilal, it has been an amazing share with
I
you.
Had a fun
you still
night.
Have. Oh, so did I. It was a blast. Tons of callers on the phone lines. I'm going to encourage you guys. You know how to reach out to me at questionforblue@gmail.com and how to reach out for Brother Bilal. If you want to get a soul alignment reading that many have gotten and really had amazing transformation from, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And this was great. This was cool. We're going to have to do it again.
Don't forget they could use the Kim deck to check their energy so they could use the chakra card from the base to the third eye. Spell the wealth out, and each card represents, each letter. So you could do your own.
That's
the magic of the Kim deck. Yes.
Yes.
That's the reward
beautiful.
Of heaven.
I love it when people work with you. Yes. And so that's an honor, Brother Bilal, to just have
you
with your work and all the work you've done. And just to hear you work with the Kim deck like that, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, the secret alchemy of wealth, you guys. It's been a great share here, amazing share. We're going to be back Sunday night. I want to say thank you to all of you guys out there listening. Don't forget to go back and download. If you like the show, get your butt over to the Remix Radio page or to the Remix family page and like it over there. If you love it, I want you to love it. Leave a comment on Facebook, leave a comment on iTunes, leave a comment right here on the Remix Radio page. Leave it there. Reach out to Brother Bilal as well, too. We're going to continue to do what we do, and we want you guys to continue to do what you do. It's been an amazing share.
Yes, it really was.
It was amazing. So for the rest of you guys, email us. We would love to hear from you and hear you guys' thoughts on the show. So peace and love to everyone until Sunday night. We'll be back here. More guests coming up on the Remix. More brothers and sisters that you guys know, they're going to be visiting us and doing all kinds of amazing shares. Don't forget to reach out to all the people on the Remix family, Brother Panic, of course, Brother Bobby Hinnon, 646-678-258-1055. For Brother Bobby Hinnon, you can get all of those amazing things, picture packets from him. The Goddess Rainwater on Facebook, Raindrops, so you can get those dream catchers, those amazing dream catchers, jewelry, crystals, all your magical needs. And Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com, Brother Wayne Chamber. I mean, I can go on and on. Dr. Aling Bay, he has the cruise coming up. I know a lot of you are going on that month. This month is so many different things that you can be doing. The Kim deck, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, the Kim class, the soul alignment reading, Brother Jafar and Art. So that you can encompass. Oh, do y'all want me to still keep going on? Because it is so many people. The Sister Gajara, she has the Rasseki, her book, and the classes coming up. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on and on and on. And so, this is the time, everyone. It's the time for you to just know your magic for real. We're magic makers, and we're making magic all across the continent, all across globe. So peace and love to everyone out there. Brother Bilal, again, I cannot thank you enough. Much
thank
love
you.
To you, and thank you so much for joining me here.